You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
And you sure you want to do this tonight, guys?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, hey, sorry for blowing out your ears, everybody, but Madhouse Radio is on the air. Good evening, everybody. We are here. How are you guys tonight?
I'm doing all right.
Good, yeah, man. We are all good.
Got some good news today.
Good news from Clone Homegrown coming up next. Yeah, let's just say hi to everybody for a Thursday, the 14th of September show. It's 10:13 p.m. We're starting late, but we're starting. Milkman from the Virgin Islands is checking in on Satellite Linkup. Milkman, how are you tonight?
Hey, Carlito, man. Everything's great, man. Glad to be back in the madhouse, man.
Yeah.
And for all of our friends out there and the new networks and all the different listeners, we got a great show coming up for you, man. We're going to bust some cans tonight, man. We're ready to rock and roll, baby.
God bless us. I'm excited about it. We got that. And we're getting a bad echo from Clone all of a sudden. Not sure what happened there, but... here we are. Clone Homegrown from Texas. Checking in.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. That's a really bad echo. What's going on? Would you unplug your headphones there?
I got a headset.
It echoes everything you say. It's a really weird thing. We should have checked that out before. It was working out fine earlier. I don't know what happened now.
Huh.
It is. But, yeah.
Well... I can switch.
All right, try switching real quick, and we'll fix that later. This is a little feedback there. I hear myself coming back at myself, and it's kind of weird. But yeah, we're here, everybody. Clone's here. He'll be back in a second. Lonesome Loser's in the chat room. Milkman's ready. Athena's here next to me. And tonight we're gonna do a show. All right. I'm not feeling 100% tonight. We'll see how long I last. I'll warn you all now that it may be a short show tonight. I'm sorry, guys. Milkman, I apologize in advance for not telling you in advance, but this is as advanced as advanced can be.
I know you've been busy, and
we're in the advanced event. Oh, yeah.
A little bit under the weather there. Cold setting in.
Oh, yeah, I'm busy.
It's all right, man. We're going to make a great outing of it. Everybody's going to come along for a ride, and we'll have a great time.
Yeah, I've kept myself busy, that's for sure. Hey, Milkman, what's going on in the world that we can talk about right now? What's going on? I'm out of the loop.
Hey, man, everything's going great. Castro's back.
Good.
He had a summit with all the Axis of Evil members that are siding against the United States now, and happy to know that Castro is still a loyal opposition.
Yeah, well, that's good. We need an enemy.
The space station is coming along fine.
Good. I heard
the space shuttle went up there, and they erected some new solar panels, to power the station, so... we got a whole new wing out there that's going to be self-powered now. So
they're
draining the batteries down. So.
They erected it, huh?
Yeah, man.
They erected it. That's funny. Well, good for them. Good for NASA and their erections today.
Are you hearing a little bit of bacon? Are you frying some bacon there?
No. We took Clone off. Clone was making some bacon over there in his end. Let's see if he's done making bacon. Hang on, everybody. Milkman, turn the music down real quick.
All right, here you go.
All right, good. All right, let's see. Yeah, he's making bacon still. Okay, well, we'll put Clone back on hold. But, yeah, speaking of hold and phones and clones and stuff like that, you can call us here tonight toll-free anywhere in the country. And that's
what is that number, Carlito?
That freaking number is 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line tonight is 888-278-8509. It's on our dime.
Wow, man.
Yeah,
take some of your time, and we drop the dime.
Yes, we drop dimes, too. Hey, if you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, you can do so. Message us at Madhouse Radio. You can message us on Yahoo Messenger at Madhouse PCU Radio, and you can also visit us online at madhouselive.com. We are also on MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com on MSN Messenger. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. There's plenty of new stuff on there. We have restructured our archives. We've updated the archives. It's very much more user-friendly now. You can also...
It looks great, man.
Thank you.
I was really checking out, man. You did a great job, man.
I tried.
You're becoming quite the webmaster.
Well, hey, I'm very happy about that. Thank you very much, Milkman, for recognizing me in that respect. And also, of course, there's the new Request a Prank feature. If you want to request a prank, you can, of course, still submit that to us in the chat room and on an instant messenger, but you can also send it to us, and it, you know, delivers immediately to my desktop here. You send your prank request,
wow,
and it shows up here in the studio immediately.
How does that work?
You go to madhouselive.com, click on the Request a Prank link, the Request a Prank link, and enter your information, and it goes straight to us here in the Madhouse Radio Show studio, and we do the call for you. It's that easy, everybody, and we don't charge you a dime at all. We don't charge for that service. That is a service that we provide to all free-born Christians
free
in the world.
All
yes.
Fun.
Well, let's check on Clone. Let's see if Clone is Brian Bacon still. Hey, all Bacon.
Right.
Clone, are you there? Please respond. I guess he's not there. All right, well.
Oh, I guess he's hitting the bong, man, in the other room still.
He's doing something. All right, we'll wait on him. But join the chat room, why don't you, if you're listening. You can join the chat room at kdkprankcalls.com. Preferably go to pcuradio.com, join the chat room. You can also join the chat room over at at madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. Click on the Listen Join link and join the chat room. And instructions are all there in black and white and yellow and green. You can't miss it, everybody.
That's right,
and
man.
You can't miss this show. So tell everybody about your good times listening to us here tonight. Subscribe to the podcast. Blah, blah, blah. Are we done talking about everything?
Your enemies.
Yep.
Mom, dad, your brother, your sister. Everybody's welcome.
Your mother, your sister, your father, as our good friend Sam at the Dunkin' Donuts would say. He would be sure to include all of my family. Who doesn't like this? I have no brothers or sisters, but...
Oh, you could die.
Yeah, he's an ass. Hey, the chat room. Speaking of which, lonesome losers in the chat room. And let's see what numbers we have, why don't we?
The hardest working NPC.
Hardest working man in the free world. Lonesome Loser says he has sent us here. Heartbreakers Nightclub, Texas. Bones in the girls' dressing room. That is confirmed.
Oh.
That is confirmed. We also have the Midtown restaurant. We have the Midtown restaurant in Philly. Some guy named Nick keeps calling myself in this place, he says. Looking for someone named Nikki who works there, so we can call back with news from Nikki. All right. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
If she's working, right, man, we'll find out. We also have Beaner's Central. Oh, here's something great. Beaner's Central now. Beaner's Central, obviously, we can go with a Mexican angle of that call, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Beaner's Central in Duluth, MN.
Homeland Security. You.
What state is MN? Minnesota, right? Don't we always have this?
Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay. It's not Manassas. Is there a Manassas state? State of Manassas? No? No. Is it Maryland? No, there's no.
But Manassas is in Virginia.
Manassas. I like to live in Manassas. Dude, yeah, Manassas. Do you think there's a lot of gay people in Manassas?
Figure if they're not in Manassas, they're probably in the chat already.
Probably. Hey, Milkman, go ahead and pull up a Wikipedia page on Manassas, Virginia. See if they have a Wikipedia page there and read us what the information on the city of Manassas is. I'm just curious, if you don't mind. Alright.
It's going to take me a minute. You got me off guard there.
Well, you should be ready.
I closed my browsers.
You should be ready.
Well, I closed my browser because...
Should be like a Minuteman.
Asked me for a while to pull any nerve wire services.
It should be like a Minuteman, I said. Services. A Minuteman.
Oh, I'm a Minuteman. Speaking of...
Yeah. Yeah, Milkman's dead, everybody.
I heard you got your Mustang back.
My Mustang? What Mustang?
Yeah, the Minuteman that took off with your Mustang.
Oh, that was a call from 2 weeks ago. We never got a call back on that. Holy shit, what if there really was a guy who stole my a Minuteman who stole my Mustang? Yo, because I tried to get
way to Mexico City right now.
Clone Homegrown checking in with a fart. Clone Homegrown, are you back?
Sound okay? I don't know. Testing.
Testing, your bitch. Yeah, there we go. You bitch. Excellent. Clone.
Hey,
we got Clone Grown.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, guys, tonight. Honestly, I'm in a weird mood.
Going crazy.
I'm going crazy with the smoke weed every day, but...
We're going to have a crazy good time.
As far as I see it, Clone Homegrown Nose is a hit for every time I play that tonight.
Smoke weed every day.
We got 8 left.
You're hot, too.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So what else can we say? Milkman, any news on Manassas? Not yet. Of course.
The browser's still coming up.
Oh, jeez. Milkman with a Pentium 2.
I don't know if you guys have heard this or not.
What have we not heard?
Supposedly, Howard Stern was the last person with Anna Nicole's son.
Howard K. Stern, though. Howard K. Stern is a different person. Howard K. Stern is the lawyer. But yeah. Yeah, but I think yeah, nice try. I'm a little more in the know than that. But yeah, so that kid died, huh? Is that all about? That sucks.
Yeah.
What can you do? Well, at least she has a baby out of the deal.
They found him dead in the Bahamas in the hospital room. The mom had been through labor and whatever. They reached over to check the son out because he was sleeping. He was cold.
He was cold. He was cold in the chair. Yeah, so who knows? They suspect possible foul play. I don't know, man. He probably just...
I heard it was drugs, but who knows?
Yeah, maybe he just overdosed on his prescription in an accident. Maybe he got there and he said he had to get to sleep because he'd been out or something.
I tell you, man, these young kids these days, getting that heroin and stuff and all them downers, they just don't realize, man. It's just some pretty sneaky shit. They'll just sneak up right on you, and before you know it, you wake up dead.
Yeah, exactly. It creeps up slow on you.
Like ecstasy and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows, man? I'm sure the toxicology report will show us more on that, so we stay here with bated breath.
Yeah, they say he was 20 years old.
Something like that. He was a young buck. Young kid.
But I remember seeing him on that stupid TV show, and he looked like a little kid. That couldn't have been, 4 or 5 years ago?
4 or 5 years ago. He looked like he was, 13 or 14, I think, back then. I remember they showed him a few episodes and stuff. Yeah.
He looked younger than that to me.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty close.
Yeah, everybody looks younger to you when you're 60 years old, Milkman. That's why.
True. But she looked better, too, with her big old fat ass, boy. She looked good.
Look at Milkman.
She don't look too good.
Look at Milkman. Look at that. That's how Milkman likes him. All right. All right, everybody. Let's do something. Shit. Let's do a prank call.
What are we doing?
Some kind of prank call. We're going to call someone and harass them on the phone. We were talking about who we had here. Let me go through a little quicker. Beaner Central, Effigy Tattoos, Doc Holidays, Fat Dat, Fly Girls, Dirty Franks, Poppies, Doobies, Tough Guy, Bowling Lane. We got a few pizza places. We got one called Wise Guys. Let's see here. We got Magoo's Lodge, Magoo's Pizza. Yeah, Wang Chung. A few places called Wang Chung in San Francisco.
Who even remembers Magoo's, much less Wang Chung?
Man, I hear that. Radio Shack in Honolulu.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Well, how does a Japanese person say Honolulu, Milkman? Would it be Honoruru?
Yeah, Honoruru.
Honoruru, okay. Let's call Radio Shack in Honoruru. Hang on. Let me get some music here. I'm not ready to play music yet. Ah, oh, shit.
Radio hack.
Yeah, Radio Hack. I hear that. Fucking Radio Shack. What's good there anyway? Nothing. That's a good place because you if
everything's good there, man.
If there's something you can get there instead of Best Buy or something, it's worth it because you can get in and get out real quick. If they have it, you know. It's a hit or miss kind of place. It's so small, but they're everywhere, dude. You know? I'm telling you. Well, let's do
something.
At that
time, Manassas Junction was little more than a railroad crossing.
So it's a railroad crossing.
Despite these two Confederate victories.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's Manassas. Okay, I understand. It's a railroad crossing in the middle of nowhere, everybody. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a site of two victories for the Confederate War.
Oh, good. A war that nobody cares about unless you're in the South. Gotcha. Yeah, we'll be right back with the first prank call attempt of the night. Damn it.
Hey, Carlita, who is out there in the extended Madhouse Network now just listening?
Nobody. Nobody's...
Oh, I thought we had some new affiliates.
No, he's not around tonight to keep the stream, I don't think. I don't know if we're on that stream. I doubt it, because he still has 120 listeners. Here's a problem I got. What's that guy's name? Lonesome Loser. He helped us out, you know, with our phone card for tonight. But it talks in French.
Uh-huh.
It talks in French, man.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what I do. What I hit.
Just dial it. Wait. You know, it's going to ask for the PIN number. As soon as it pauses, dial it in.
It's talking some mess like that. No, please.
This message will follow.
Translate.
S'il vous plaît, nous rappelez durant nos heures d'ouverture du lundi au vendredi de 8h AM à 8h PM et le samedi de 11h AM à 5h PM heure de l'Est. Il nous fera plaisir de vous servir. Merci. Welcome to Antalco's Customer Service. Please call us back during our business hours from 8 AM to 8 PM, Monday to Friday.
Oh, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. That was some kind of customer service. I don't know. The phone bitch. I might have the wrong number here. Let me check. Let me double check the number I'm done. We are totally not ready to do a show tonight, dude. It's a horrible, horrible night.
Alright.
Not at all, man. We're just getting warmed up.
Thank you for calling Hooters of Honolulu. Christy speaking. How may I help you?
Christy!
Hi!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, can I get phone numbers of the ladies in Hooters, man? Because they're awesome.
Why, thank you. I'm glad you think they're awesome, but I'm not able to give numbers.
What's your phone number, sweetie?
What was that?
What's your phone number, sweetie?
What's my phone number?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm calling on my cell phone.
My phone number is 524-466.
Why would you give that out to me, man? I didn't get a chance to write it down. You're supposed to write it down on a napkin and bring it over to me here at the bar.
Oh, really?
You're supposed to be all sexy, like, you know?
That's awesome. Well, I need to get going now, okay? Have a wonderful day.
Why are you so pleasant? Hello? Bam. The hell?
I left the call, man.
Why, thank you. She sounds like a flight attendant. I don't like that. I don't trust women like that. It's just too nice.
Hi, how are you
today? I like the drunk, hazy guy. That's great, man.
Yeah.
Has he got a name?
He sounded like the chick on South Park from Raisins.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, yeah. Remember when he kept calling to talk to her after that? Was it Stan that fell in love with the girl at Raisins?
Butters.
Butters did. That's right, Butters, man. That was hilarious. Okay, hang on. Let me clear the line.
Okay. That, you know, I haven't seen South Park in so long, man. I don't know why. I just don't catch it anymore.
That's still on?
Oh, yeah, it's still on. It's still on. They have, like, such a quick... They have such a fast turnover rate for their shows. Like, they create them and they're out, like, you know, a week later and stuff. It's really cool. Not a week. I'd say about 2 weeks later. Yeah. Saigon is in the chat room. Talking dumb shit. Earth Dog says Manassas asked Virginia is where Ron and Fez and the Hideout broadcasted from 03 to 05. Well, that's cool. I know the Hideout. I know Ron and Fez.
First ball from our Washington metropolitan area.
Is it really?
First battle was 1861.
Oh, yeah.
The Battle of Bull Run.
Who won Bull Run? Did the Bulls
second
win?
Second Battle of Bull Run also.
I heard that was the Bulls were Bulls 85 and the Celtics 68.
Well, I think that was before Michael Jordan, so that might have been 87.
Michael Jordan had just been freed from slavery by the Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, okay.
And he challenged General Lee to a basketball game, the first game of basketball ever played between Michael Jordan and General Lee. And Michael Jordan beat General Lee, and he claimed victory for the North. And that led the way for General...
I never knew that the Confederates had a Chinese guy that was a general.
No, General Lee, the Negro.
General Lee.
Well, you know who General Lee is, man. What's his first name?
Oh, okay, not General Sam.
Yeah, the car in Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, see, Clone knows what I'm talking about. The car from Dukes of Hazzard, General Robert Lee, and it was driven by Robert E. Lee, and he played basketball against Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan won.
Wow. Yeah. You know that the Beltway sniper attacked 53-year-old Dean Harold Myers and was shot while pumping gas at Sunoco.
Was he a black guy?
Well, yeah, uh-huh. Dean Harold Myers.
You know what I don't understand?
K-N-E-G-R-O-W, Negro.
Well, what I don't understand is the fact that those two guys, weren't they like black militants and black Muslims? Malvo and Muhammad or whatever.
Well, they were using that as an excuse.
Yeah, but they killed a bunch of...
Just, you know.
But half the people they killed were black people, man. Not half of them, but they shot a bunch of black people that, you know, I mean, what's
they
that all
care.
About? They're stupid.
What's his name was killing, and he was trying to pump the boy. Was it John Lee Malvo or whatever? And he was punking him. Had some kind of homosexual thing going on there. And
yeah. Wasn't that his stepson or something? Or his girlfriend's son?
Something like that.
I don't know. That's a
some
weird, freaky
like
story. Those two guys, man, they were weird, man. I mean,
going out and butt punking and shooting people.
Yeah,
there
they killed people all the way in Atlanta to like Seattle.
Black rednecks.
I don't know. Why are we talking about that shit?
I don't know, but Manassas became the first site of the wide-scale broadband over power lines (BPL) in the United States.
Yeah.
It has a 10 megabit service offered for under $30 a month, man, to city residents.
Yeah. Well, good. That's great news, Milk, man. Great news. So we're all caught up in Manassas. It's the site of that great battle between Michael Jordan and...
That's what man is in whose ass.
That's a good question. We should find out. Get our people on that Athena right away. Athena's working on it right now. You hear her typing? Typing
away. We should call him.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. New news in the chat room. New. Round of applause for New.
Yes.
And he's asking, he says, he saw a TV program on Saturday on Fundamentalists, and there's a famous nutcase from Tennessee. She hates porn, gays, and Muslims. She's got two out of three, right? June Griffin, Dayton, Tennessee. And let's see here. You saw her on the TV program trying to indoctrinate her grandkids. They go to McDonald's every week and sing religious songs in there. Well, that's something.
I just can't believe she hates gays.
Can you believe that? I know. We're very gay friendly here. She said if they ever try to build a mosque in her hometown, they will make sure they can't get planning permission for it. Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, my gosh.
He suggested we call Muslims, saying the area isn't ethnically diverse enough, so you're organizing a petition to change some of the street names to one that would please Allah and make Muslims feel more at ease. That's kind of funny. I like that. I like
this
that idea.
This here is a bigger wanker than Sir Nuno.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can do that. I guess we could do that, sir.
Muhammad Circle and shit.
Yeah. Let's do that. What do I got here to...
Hey, yeah, you have to play your asshat minute.
I guess. We'll do something here. And there's got to be a song we can play here that's Iranian or something like that for these purposes.
Yeah, the asshat song.
We don't have an asshat song. We have an asshat...
Yeah, we do.
We have the asshat prayer. We don't have the asshat song, do we?
That's it. That's the only song we have.
Oh, man. Well, that sucks. Someone wants to hear that while we wait. I gotta be able to have... Hang on. Let's put some Iranian...
We'll play the Punjabi girl.
Punjabi? That's Indian.
No one can tell the difference.
They yeah, the Alleys. 99% of our audience would not know the difference.
Yeah. They Pakistani. They don't know.
Yeah, they'll think it's the same thing. Okay.
We like Corey.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play something here. Hang on. I get my experience. This is horror. This is not. We're not doing an A game show tonight, dude. That's all my. I don't have the juice tonight, man.
Hey, man, this is gonna be B for the best and F for fantastic and funny.
Fuck it.
We should all just start drinking until we're hammered.
Let's do that, and then we can talk shit about everybody else. How's that sound?
How do you damn like it?
I guess. Okay, well, here's Milkman's...
Oh, sure, Nunu's a big box.
Here's Milkman's request. Indian music for an Arab call.
Yeah.
Technically, it's very incorrect, but whatever. We'll just pretend that we know what we're doing. So pretend this is from... pretend this song is from Pakistan or something. Hang on, everybody.
There you go.
Okay, well, that didn't work. But you know what sucks? I can't ever fucking hack an answer machine right, dude. I never have luck with that.
Man.
Yeah. Sucks.
111-222-333. Anything is three numbers in a row, man. So all you do is you hit all of them as fast as you can, man. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Then you go
7-8-9. And don't forget 10-11-12. Yeah. Hey, Slacker for
there
Life.
You go, man.
Damn it. Slacker for Life in the chat room says Survivor is racist shit. I have recorded the new Survivor episode from tonight, the segregated Cook Island Survivor, the white. I haven't seen it yet.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. I'll be watching it tonight after the show, though, which may be sooner than later. Yeah, it just kicked off tonight. I haven't seen it yet. I got it recorded, but I haven't watched it yet. It was on at 8 o'clock tonight.
No, do you want me to tell you? Oh.
No, don't tell me. I'm going to watch it tonight, dude. tell me, was it good or was it bad?
It sucks.
Okay, and now there are 4 teams, the blacks, the Asians, the whites, and the Latinos?
I don't remember.
Okay. You already forgot. I bet you didn't watch it, but anyway.
No, I
did. He did, but you forgot.
No, that was like about 2 hits ago.
Yeah, okay, he got me. You got him.
You want to know who got kicked out?
Damn it, I'm going to put you on mute, son of a bitch. Don't give out who it was. Don't say it in the chat room either, because I'll... Damn it. Anyway, so Slacker for Life says, just another bunch of white people fucking over their brothers and sisters. Well, that's right. That's what I say. There it is.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, everybody. Toll free line is 1-888-278-8509. And it's open.
You know, we ain't going to say nothing.
Nope. Make yourself be heard, everybody. Okay. And
well,
look,
the dad's going to kick Saigon's ass.
Good. Good for him. Good for the dad sticking up for himself. I want to apologize. I didn't mean any disrespect to Lonesome Loser if I said, you know, about the wrong number being sent. And that's okay. Hey, thanks, man. If it wasn't for Lonesome Loser, we couldn't do any prank calls tonight. He came through with a phone card.
Oh, man, we love Lonesome Loser.
Well, he took me out of being lazy, because pretty much what happened, I went to the store tonight. I made one trip to the store today, and I forgot to write down on the list phone card. And if not, I would have had to take in my car that has a flat tire. I would have had to either change the tire or filled it up with air, and that would have been a real big ordeal. And yeah, so he hooked the brother up with a phone card tonight, so thank you, dude.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we...
Push the car, nigga, you push the car.
We've got more numbers here that we should be calling, folks. We've got Voltron Electrical Company. A Mexican woman answered there earlier tonight. So we will call Voltron Electrical Company.
There's a number from Man in the Ass, Ass.
Man in the Ass, Ass? Is there really? Wow, man. Good.
Yeah.
You people work...
Yeah, that was one of the first numbers you read off.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. Well, we got time. We got time here, everybody. Here comes the next prank call.
There's hope to get a man in the ass.
Yeah, I know you're excited about that. Yeah.
Well, actually, the chat room is
dead.
Like flying right now.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. Hang on, folks.
I hope that a shocking experience calling the Voltron Electric Company.
No luck with the Voltron Electric Company. What do we do, guys? What do we do? Do we panic?
Moving right along.
What do we do? I'm panicking. I'm scared. I don't know.
Cycle through. Don't stop. Just roll on.
Don't stop. Just roll on into death. We will tonight. Hey, guys, did you listen to KDK last night? Can you update me? I didn't hear the show last night. What happened last night on PCU? Someone tell me.
I didn't hear it either.
Quillen didn't hear it.
It lasted, what, about 45 minutes? No, not even 2 hours. Or that.
Yeah? Why, you complained?
He did play a couple of funny prank calls from some new guys. I heard him do a prank or two. I had a phone call from my mother and stuff, so I couldn't really listen to the whole show. I ripped it, but then when I come back to listen here, he was signing off. So.
Oh, well, that's hard. That's hard.
Carly, now.
Milkman now.
This is something that KDK has been putting up for a while here, saying that something big and famous is going to happen in October. Is there any truth to this, or is this just rumor?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
There is truth to it, yes. Yes, there is.
All right.
There is.
He's going to Iraq with the troops.
He's been contacted by the USO to appear with Zolar and the Howard Stern crew. Actually, they're going to do Captain Jenks. They're going to do a prank call, live prank calls right there in Iraq, apparently. Actually, it's in Kuwait and Dubai. No, guys, I'm not joking.
Oh,
seriously,
man.
This is the truth.
They're going to call up Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden.
No, they're going to cheer up the troops, and apparently there's a part where they're going to have a group of guys just going to sit around doing prank calls, and the troops will get to hear it. And it's going to be, I believe it's
at
the air base in Kuwait and a base in Dubai, I guess a naval port in Dubai. And that's coming at you.
I can't wait to see KDK in army boots.
Yeah. Army boots? No, he won't play. He won't play the army boots. But no, seriously, there's going to be something going on. Not that. There's something coming down.
Army boots?
No, I don't know if I can tell. You know, that's KDK's thing. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you here. Here's what I'll tell you. Milkman, cue the music real quick, please.
All right.
You don't mind. Okay, this is what I'll let you know, what I'm allowed to let you know per my lawyers, is it will be something.
Okay.
It's going to be something major. That's all I can say.
Yay!
Yeah. Isn't it common knowledge?
Now we know more than we did about a minute ago.
Yeah, it's common knowledge. He's gonna do something. He's gonna do something on somewhere on with Howard Stern in the same room with Zolar, and they're gonna, you know, get naked and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And KDK is gonna take one for the team. All right. Saigon knows what it is.
It's going to be quite a development.
Yeah. Saigon knows what it is. If you ask Saigon, he'll tell you in the chat room. Go to the chat room, he'll tell you.
Is Saigon going to be part of this act?
He may be. I think he is the third party in question. The second party in question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pivot man. Okay.
I think he is the catcher in this whole thing.
Saigon's going to take two for the team.
He's going to take... he definitely is. He's going to take more than two, I'll tell you what. But he's definitely going to take...
He's going to be a bologna in a fuck sandwich.
That's right. That's right. So be tuned. I'm sure that announcement will come soon, everybody. And it's going to be great for all of us.
God, we love you, man.
We do.
You big asshole. You're still funny.
We do.
Oh, no. We love all our listeners.
Yeah, we like everybody. We like everybody equally. We love all our listeners in some way or fashion. So anyway, we'll move right on, guys. We'll try to do another prank call. We have yet to have a successful... Well, we talked to the Hooters chick, that's it. Well, tonight so far we've accomplished talking to a Hooters girl who had
her number. You ought to call her back on her cell phone.
Yeah, I took it off. I didn't get the last two digits or something. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention.
Do too.
I don't know. She didn't really give me her phone. Maybe she gave me the number to the cops. I don't know. You know, what can you do?
Cool.
Maybe she pranked the cops.
I should. Clint has a great idea, everybody. We're going to prank the cops. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to get some more, man.
411. Hey, Coleman, let's prank your PO.
My PO?
Yeah. Come on, let's prank your PO.
It's kind of scary.
I know, you don't want to prank your PO. Is your
the piss ossifer?
Are you allowed to talk about that? Is that a woman or a man that you report to monthly?
It's a dyke, actually.
Oh, yeah? All right, so she's a dyke. She's not hot at all.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a short mullet and everything.
Oh, that's nasty. Really? Wow. Is she nice? Is she cool, at least? Or is she a bitch? Like, if you're a minute late, will she give you shit?
No, she's basically, I'll strap one on if you fuck up.
Okay. Nice.
So,
wow. She's like them big metal-studded 15-inch dildos, huh?
Probably, man. It's got spikes at the end of it.
Yeah, you remember the brand? Spikes.
Yeah? Like that. Yeah.
She talks like this. Oh, get your ass in here and piss on this cup now.
That's nasty. While she watches you. Hey, guys, you guys ever wear a cock ring? I haven't. Clone?
Yeah.
Clone has. Milkman, you ever use a cock ring? Ever make one?
I never found one big enough.
Okay. All right. That's my problem, too. I've been looking around. I didn't know if you guys knew where to get those extra large cock rings.
Athena's been trying to find one, asked if they had any down here, and I said, they ain't got any that big here. I've been looking myself.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking I might have to make some out of some PVC pipe, because I'm shaped like a
yeah, there's a place
like
here
cocaine.
Called Condom Sense.
Well, that's good. Condom Sense. Almost like Condom Sense.
Yeah.
I get it. Hang on, we got a call from North Carolina. That only means one person.
Oh, of course.
Jonathan.
Where's my cookies, buddy?
What's up, Jonathan? Where are our cookies, man?
I'm sending them on the way. They're coming to the milkman.
What kind of cookies are you sending milkman exactly?
I think it's double stuffed Oreos.
Okay. Good deal.
Ones with love.
With love, Clone says. Jonathan, let me ask you, what did you do for fun this week?
I went go-kart riding.
You did what now?
Go-kart riding.
I have no idea what that is, sir. Can you explain that a little further?
Go-kart riding.
Go-kart riding. There's no such thing. There's no. I've heard of like mini-kart riding. Like okay, like those little cars and shit that you, you know, like lawnmower kind of thing on it, huh?
They go in the
yeah,
cart.
Something like that.
Okay.
They call them go-karts down there.
Did you crash?
No.
Did you win?
Hey, I sent you two numbers for Cheese Boy and the little card lady.
Cheese Boy. You did you? Let's see here. Cheese Boy.
He drives a go-kart bus.
And the low-carb lady who didn't answer last time. Don't say your name. Okay.
Rebecca.
You got it. Hey. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. I promise I will call you Cheese. Is that a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call Cheese Boy right now. All right? I promise this time I won't fail you. I will call Cheese Boy this time.
You're not going to read it out over the air?
No, we're not
going to
read it out over
chat?
The air. No, we're not. All right, Jonathan. Want to say hi to anybody real quick while we have you on here?
I just want to say hello to all my listeners, and I hope you have a nice and safe weekend.
All right, you too. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right, then. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Jonathan. Thanks for the cookies, man.
It's the weekend?
Yeah, man. It's the weekend. Where you been? When do you start your new job? That's your new announcement,
right? I didn't know they had those go-karts, Carlito. That sounds pretty good. Maybe Cheese Boy can help you out.
Okay, Milkman. Right on. Whatever you say, man. Clone Homegrown, you're starting your new show. Your new show. Yeah, right. You're starting your new job on...
Yeah, it's a show, all right.
Yeah. It's, what are you doing? You stapling? Stapling roofs and stuff like that? What
no,
are you
it's laser graphics.
Wow. Laser graphics.
Wow, man, 4L.
That's something. I have an interview tomorrow. What time is my interview, Athena? Oh, shit. I don't know what I did with that. Oh, you know what? I think I put that in the wash. I think I wrote
that.
It's at 3:30, but I don't know. I forgot the address. Oh, man.
Raggy.
Oh, I got his... I know the guy's... I got the website for the company.
Did you leave a message on your cell phone?
No, but I got the website information. I got the website for the company. It's in my history. Thankfully. Okay, I'm okay then. No sweat. We'll figure it out.
I got a big formal interview too, man.
Oh yeah, do you?
Chemical analyst, man. I think sounding pretty damn good.
Oh, well, that's good. Look at it. Everything's turning around. Clone is already employed. Imagine that. Clone is the only member of the show who's employed now. Who would have thought that? And then Milkman has
what a sucker.
Yeah. Milkman has a development. Where did that come from? Oh my god, Milkman just kinda flipped on us real quick. Jesus, man, you're an angry soul, sir. Wow. God, that anger just came out.
It's society's fault.
I guess
I'm
so. Yeah, well Milkman, you take care of yourself, man. I'm sure you'll come through with that, you know, soon. Job-wise, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just
I'll
like I'm sure we'll...
about it, man.
All right. And don't forget
us. Our plans that we discussed will come to fruition.
Well, don't forget us here this time. Last time you got a job and you kind of forgot about us.
Nah, it won't be that way.
Okay.
They ain't that kind of job.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm working 6 to 1.
6 to 1, dude? That's not that bad. You get out at 1 o'clock, yeah. Though, you know. That's a part-time thing, then, right? Is that a full-time? Okay.
I'm working.
But hell, if he's
got to
be up at 6,
so
that means he's got to be in bed by midnight if he's going to take a half back before he goes
yeah, probably,
to sleep.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I'm going to be playing an interview that was on today that nobody really knows about. Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show did an interview today on NPR, and it was pretty funny. It's about a half hour long. We'll play that at the end of the show. We'll play that not at the end of the show.
Yeah, play at the end of the show, man. We'll just give him a call here.
Micah T says...
Jonathan, we're going to call Jonathan's number.
Yes, we are next. Micah T says to stay on the air. We're one of his favorite shows. Don't tune out so soon, I guess. Whatever you say, dude. We'll try. We'll work on that. I don't know how sincere he's being, but we'll do that. Micah T says, once KDK goes into the studio, Howard will fire Artie and hire KDK, apparently. I don't know why Micah T is being really positive tonight.
Well, you know, he's got a thing for KDK's backside.
Yep. Well,
you see, man, he hopes for a special video feed. Right.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
This guy's ass, because he don't get in Stern shit.
Dude, he's going to be banging a transvestite who lives in an apartment that has like 150 cats in it or something like that, man. I mean, it's nasty. It's going to be a nasty experience.
Are you going to ride on Saigon again?
No, well, I mean, that's what Saigon's living conditions are like. What do you want me to say, man? He's Vietnamese. What can you do?
I didn't know he had so many cats. I got one.
I don't know. He had something over there, dude. Let's play a song and let's do Jonathan's prank call like we promised him. Let's see if this goes anywhere.
All right.
Let me get the song ready. Hell. Okay. We're right back after this, folks. And I should only love that which gives me love to speak good. Don't do changes. I love to speak good. Chuck it.
Yes.
Hello, Cheese Boy.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Cheesy?
Who is this?
This is Michael.
Michael, you may have the wrong number.
No, I really need to talk to you, Cheese Boy. I hear great things about you and your work.
You may have the wrong number, Cheese Boy.
Hey, don't call me Cheese Boy, number one.
You son of a bitch.
You faggot bitch. Hey, Mr. Cheese?
Mr. Cheese, that's alright.
Yeah. Mr. Cheese, I had to hold the cord and the phone for that call to work. We were having phone trouble here, everybody, tonight. It's working now, though. It's working now. I'm going to try to call him back. I'm going to try to call him back. Hang on. See if I get him.
Tell him I'm sorry we must have got off on the wrong foot, and I hope he's taking her cheesy. But
Mr. Cheese. Mr. Queso. Hang on. Try to get him back. Velveeta's no cheese. Not cheese. There's no way Velveeta's real cheese.
It's a problem. Like government cheese is.
I think so.
Yeah. Government cheese is good, by the way. Don't knock it.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 15 hours.
And I'll tell you what, government butter is like the best butter you can get. Government butter is real good.
Jailhouse cheese comes with mold on it.
And the government peanut butter is not bad at all. You get that box milk, too.
I think he's onto his Carlito.
I think so.
You have a cell phone. Look in your records. You had a cell phone number.
This is why we're calling, dude. He's at work. 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's what
the next cell customer you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Well, can hear you, cheesy homosexual.
I know he's out there. We'll get him next week. Jonathan, we did that for you, man. That was all for you and only you. Hope you enjoyed that.
Well, what did he say? Son of a bitch.
He said something rude there. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, we've got another great clip. We're going to have to do like a whole promo of just one-liners of people cussing us out.
Exactly. I love making people mad. I love making people mad. Who are the angriest people that we've had here that we've called, dude? Who can we call?
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
That's the guy right there, you know. Every time it comes down to it, we always call him back. Lonesome Loser sent in a number for Think PR. Amanda McNaughton. She does public relations for some actors and actresses in Hollywood. That's interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, think PR. Let's try to call her.
All right.
Amanda McNaughton. It's almost like McNaughty. I'm sure she can hook you up with Mel Gibson. I'll try. She probably doesn't know that.
I reached Amanda. I'm unable to turn on my phone right now, so be enough.
She's just too loud, dude. She's just too loud. Have I ever called fuck you bitch motherfucker guy as John Masters? Have I ever done that? I don't think I have I?
No.
I mean, that's the way to go. Let's see if he picks up. It's not midnight yet. He'll probably pick
up. Let's see. Try it.
Let's see what happens. Hang on. What's his number? Hang on. Let me find
him. Give her a go.
I have to give her a tossle. Oh, I have Milkman on. He's probably mad. Milkman gets mad when I put him on hold and I forget to take him off of mute. Sorry, Milkman. He gets mad, too. He'll cuss me out tomorrow. He'll be like, God damn it, boy. You put me on hold too long. I'm going to kick your ass. I quit and I'm going to hack you. That's what he did last time I did it on accident. Sorry, Milkman. Don't get mad. This guy is under here under favorite Arab motherfucker. See if I find him here. My favorite crazy Arab donut guy.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
This is Sam at Dunkin' Donuts in Michigan.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hello, how you doing, sir?
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hey, sir, do you have any tables there, like, that aren't attached to the chairs?
To the what?
To the chairs, you know, like chairs that come out because I'm very big and I can't fit in the booth.
No.
You don't have? They're all attached?
No.
That's not fair, man. I weigh 482 pounds, you mean I can't come in and eat?
You what?
I weigh 482 pounds and my sugar is low.
Okay.
And I need a donut or a candy or something.
Do you want candy?
No, I need a donut. The doctor said get a donut.
Okay.
Well, I can't sit down and eat there.
You can't sit down and eat?
I weigh 482 pounds, sir.
Okay.
I have a size 68 waist.
Okay.
So do you have any, like, a chair that I can, you know, pull out instead of being attached?
No.
Then what do I do? You're supposed to write law for ride that to me.
I'm sorry?
Do you have your fat man seating there?
No.
That's not fair. That's not fair. How are you going to do that? I need to come in and eat a donut. Come on, man.
Do I eat donut?
I need to eat a donut.
Okay.
I have a right to go in there and eat all the donuts I can.
Okay, can I hear?
Oh, I can't sit down. What happened?
You can't sit down?
I can't fit in your chair.
Okay.
Do you have a chair you can let me use?
Yeah, I'm going to bring for your chair. Don't worry about it.
Do you have an office chair?
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question about your salesman?
No, because I'm busy now.
Where's your mother? Where's your mother? Damn it. I waited too long. For the last part. Where's your mother? I was going to ask him where his mother was. Damn it. Okay, Milkman's going to reboot.
Milkman is going to reboot his computer, so we'll wait for that. Maybe he'll be back later.
Yeah, I had to.
Yep, what happens, man? Problem with him, Milkman, when he reboots, his computer's so old, it takes him like 10 minutes. No shit. No lie, he's still running Windows 95, I think. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Clone, are you excited about Windows Vista, man?
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, Clone doesn't live in that world. He doesn't care. Clone could give a shit about Windows Vista. He could give
Windows Vista and Bill Gates ass.
He could give a flying horse shit like me. I'm drunk.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello?
Hello, would you like happy meat?
I am a poop.
You're a poop?
I am a poopa.
That's nasty. Prince Poop himself.
The poopa happy meat.
Talk
tell me the truth. Did you get your computer working or not? What's the breaking news?
All I gotta do is go down and get one of those newer AOL discs.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was just I just had an outdated application.
Yeah, but you can get that anywhere. Can't you just go down to the grocery store and get one?
Well, I mean, I have to go. Go to the drug store up at a ye old country store shopping.
Yeah.
Over here in the country.
Well, just go check the mail, like Clone says. You probably got a few in there already. I'm sure.
No, I wish. They're not sending them to me. They don't like me very much.
They kind of stopped sending out those AOL discs, didn't they? I don't see them as much as they used to.
Sorry, bitching away from
AOL. Sucks.
Yeah, I dropped it.
That's something.
That's all I have to do now. I just have an older thing. But after that, everybody will be back on the live.
All right, so again, we wait with bated breath another week.
Oh, like y'all care. Talk. Y'all don't give a poopy about it.
Sure, we're having a shit show tonight, man. I'm not having much luck and everything.
Let's talk.
Uh-huh.
Man, we need you, man. We need you to do what you do right.
Give a fuck about
what do
that?
I do right? I don't understand. What do you tell me?
I don't know. You just do something, man.
Do I have the magic fingers?
I think you got the gold touch. The gold finger.
Artistic magic. Right,
you got something. Yeah. Hang on, let me take... Tuck, tell us something about how you feel today while I take a hit here.
Well, I feel a lot better because I have my thing back, and now I will be... Oh, actually, what I'd like to tell you is the inking for the comic book story is almost done.
Okay.
I.e., we are one notch closer to getting the project finished, done, and out to all the good people of PCU and the world.
The comic book is going to be awesome. I can't wait to buy my copy of that. I want it. I'm sure it'll be will it be autographed by you and KDK, or...
Yeah, there's still a couple of things I'm sort of waiting on KDK on about, but as far as, like, the core batch of the book,
This is
what I've been doing the past couple of weeks.
Is this pretty much a Jill Rosenthal story? Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah. There's a little ed in there. The next issue will be more ed, and we'll see from then on. But like right now,
Jill is the
principal character.
Milkman is asking if there's going to be a UK distribution of the comic book.
A UK distribution of the comic book?
Yeah, United Kingdom.
Well, they got it real.
I guess I'll have to get in contact with all the UK distributors that I have contact with.
Connections the world, hallelujah.
And, you know, possibly, you just never know.
You never know, guys. You never, never know.
It will be coming under my own flag.
Wow.
A comic book, a brand, Revolutuck.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to it, Tuck. I'm really excited about it. It's a good thing that's going on here. And I'm catching the fever. It's that time of year. I'm catching the fever, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The fever of the Revolutuck.
Yep, that's right.
Spread all across the nation, and everyone's gonna grab that fever and catch that fever, and they will never be able to let go.
All across the nation.
Tuck, I have an idea, my friend. Milkman, if Milkman will stop saying, all right, Tuck. Here's the plan.
Is he interrupting you? I can hear him.
Of course you can. He's over there.
We're talking over each other.
And the questions are just love. He's laughing.
Of love.
He's a crazy son of a bitch, but he loves you. He said, thank you for the pictures. I don't know what that means.
Once I get up, I'll have a whole batch. I brought a scanner today as well, and I was plugging that up. And, things are going to be churning out, like, every day once I get up there.
All right. Well, here's what's going on. I got an idea here for a prank call. Now, you're having computer trouble with your book. What do you have, a MacBook? Is that what you got?
I don't have a book. I have a G5 iMac.
Okay.
G5 iMac.
Well, here's what we got.
Desktop.
Lonesome Loser is sending in a number for a live internet satellite show that's on right now. And satellite radio. They do tech stuff. Techie stuff and old-time music. Tom and Daryl.
Okay.
And I'm thinking we'll call them and see if maybe they can help you out. Or you can just voice your grievances about your Mac not
I'll
working.
Yeah, I'll just pitch your wine.
awesome. And then we'll make it into some kind of weird thing in the end. We'll do something kind of goofy. Let's see if we can mess with these guys. I don't know. We'll try something. I don't know.
Okay.
Off the cuff.
All right.
Let's just say you start in either grievances about your MacBook not working or something, and then I'll try to jump in at some point. We'll make a weird story out of it and everything. We'll figure it out, dude. I'm sure this will work. Tom and Daryl, they are. Internet show. And Tuck's going to hang on. Thank God. Thank God for Tuck.
God,
yeah, all that stuff. We'll be right back with the prank call.
Hello.
Hi, is this the radio show?
There's nobody on the air right now, but yes, who's this?
I got information like there was a radio show going on right now. Are you not broadcasting tonight, or what's the happening?
Well, right now there is a smooth jazz show on right now, and after that is a replay of a show called Thursday Night Potpourri with Dean Spratt. The jazz show comes out of Springfield, and that's live right now. And then after that is our is a show called Thursday Night Potpourri. Were you wanting to call in with a request, or did you want to be on the air or something?
Well, I got information from a friend of mine, and he was telling me about the tech show, and I was having some Mac questions and comments, and I don't know, man. This is like the number that he gave me, so I guess my information got all.
Well, actually, our tech show, we have several tech shows. We have one on Friday night at 8 p.m., and the guys who do the tech show actually run the station, and so they're all here.
They said it was two guys, but I can't think of what their names are.
Tom and Daryl?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Are you in Macomb, or where are you from?
Oddly enough, I'm in... Lexington.
Oh, wow. Okay. Kentucky or?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
In other words, I'm not over there at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, sorry if we sound kind of flabbergasted, because we don't really get a lot of phone calls,
My friend, that I gave him the number
is
out of over there. He lives over there or something, and so... So
yeah.
Maybe these guys might know. I don't know.
Yeah, they might.
You know what I'm saying?
Just out of curiosity, which listener was it? Because we know pretty much all of our listeners personally.
Oh, God. What was his name? I you know what? I know him. I know his handle through the net, so I don't know his name.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. I mean, that's really neat that there's people out there spreading the show around. That's cool. That's very cool.
Yes.
My whole thing was like,
Thomas.
I've been battling with my Mac problems, and out where I live,
Thomas.
Thomas,
who are you talking to? Thomas, who are you talking to?
Yeah, hey, Dad. Dad, well, I'm talking to some fellers.
Who are you talking to? Those men again?
Well, yeah, it was always men.
Who are these men you're talking to again? Do you know I caught you last week again talking to those men?
It's not the same men. You're confusing the men with the other men.
What would your mother say if she was still around knowing you were talking to men like that?
I'm not talking to men like that.
Can you come over here? I dropped the sandwich again on the floor and I can't get back up.
Well, how long have you been down there?
I've been down here for 10 minutes.
Look,
I passed out alone.
You need your dexterity skills a little bit more, you know,
I choked alone, vomit. Again.
You know, you're whining and complaining to me about...
Who are these men you're talking to? Who is this? Is this a woman or a man?
No, it's a guy. Who is this?
Who is this? Who are you, sir?
My name is Byron.
Byron?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And you have a voice like this. You're talking dirty to my son, aren't you?
No.
Are you talking on that gay chat line again? Michael, what did I say to you, Thomas, about
talking? Chat line.
Talking on
the gay
channel again.
Well, they say you won't talk about the gay channel again. You son of a bitch! If your mother was alive!
She was recording this!
If your mother was alive!
You killed her!
I sat on her!
What the hell?
You don't think I wake up every morning crying about what I did?
Okay, this is really bizarre.
You son of a bitch!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you involved with all this talking about, man. I'm just, you know.
Are you done? Are you done? Is that why you had those tissues? What happened to all my Lubriderm?
Where did all my Lubriderm go?
This is so weird.
You destroyed me, Bobby. No,
let me tell you, no boy goes through a bottle of Lubriderm a week. No, who's laughing, sir? Both of you are sick.
This is weird. What is this?
If your mother was alive, sir, you on the other line, if your mother was alive, what would she say?
My mom is alive, yes.
So, you want to talk to her?
Oh, no, my mom doesn't live here.
No, she's over here right now. You want to talk to her?
No.
Oh, okay. But she'll talk to you.
Okay.
She has a message for you.
Yeah, why don't you put my mom on the line?
Okay, here she is. Oh, it tastes so good. I'm sorry, right there.
Mom, are you enjoying yourself?
She can't talk right now. She's busy.
Okay.
Please
keep her entertained.
Okay. Hey, are you a failure to your father and your mother for coming out like you did?
Oh, yeah.
You are, aren't you?
Absolutely. Okay. All the time.
Well, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for being on our show. Appreciate it.
Happiness and love to you.
That's right.
But what show am I on, by the way?
You're on a competing internet radio show.
We're beating you with a repeat. You have a repeat on. We have a repeat on.
No, we don't. We have a live show on.
This is a repeat right now.
This is a
no holds barred.
That's
radio.
Right.
No,
and we're beating your boot bottom.
Mm-hmm. We'll be in contact
Is this some satellite radio shock jock show?
No, this is I'm Kevin Rose.
Oh, and you've got Leo Laporte on as a special guest tonight, right?
No, not tonight, no, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, sir. That's Alex.
He won't show up tomorrow.
Alex Albert's on the other line. Say hi, Alex.
Hi.
Okay. All right, well, hey, thanks for being on the show, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye. Oh, shit. Tuck, are you there?
Yes.
Hang on, let me make sure the line's clear.
What a freaking flake ball.
Hello? Yes?
Hello, what's up?
Hi.
There we go. Hello?
Alex, hi.
Okay, there we go. Hang on. A little phone trouble. We're having a weird night tonight, but hey, that was pretty good, man. I don't know where that came.
I can hear you go away through, so it was all on your end.
Yeah, that guy's kind of weird. I should have told him who it was, but you know, I don't want to start a fight.
We'll call him back a little. We'll call him like some other time.
We'll call him next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you said that show that we were trying to get was on Friday night. So.
Yeah. All right, Tuck, my friend. You take care of yourself.
Man.
Thanks for calling in. That was a great call, my friend.
You think so?
Yes, and I come on, man. You got to be on by next week. Honestly, this has been going on long enough, Tuck. There's no excuse.
Yeah, it's going way too long, and I've been pulling all y'all's chains for way too long. And I know. I am the poop.
Tuck, we hold you personally responsible for all
this.
Yes,
I know. I take that responsibility with all the musto and mustard. Spread all over my body in shame.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you understand the situation, my friend.
Yes, I will be going out on the town tomorrow with Japanese ribbons of shame all over me and screaming at the top of my lungs in Japanese how much of a worthless piece of poop I really am.
There you go.
Because of the situation and letdown that I have given to all the people of PCU land.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible. All right, Tuck, take care, man. We'll catch you next week.
Okay,
if not sooner.
I'm down now.
There it is. Power down now. See ya.
Okay. Here we are, folks. We're back.
Yay!
Any thoughts on the last prank call? That was an interesting prank call that I did with Tuck right now. Not bad. I really should have plugged PCU.
Got back active.
I should have told him, hey, this is PCU, Prank Call Underground Radio. I feel bad about not doing that now, but, you know.
Well, you did the right thing, because the last time we got an email back, so it's hard to tell what could happen this time.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even get the toll-free line at that time, but anyway, not bad.
That's
not
good,
bad
though.
At all. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
1-800 Minuteman.
There it is. So, yeah, the toll-free line is open again if you want to call in tonight. 1-888-278-8509 is the number to call. That's right. Call in toll free 1-888-278-8509. Message us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, all that shit. You know how to do it. Visit madhouselive.com. Come on, guys, you can figure it out.
More shit.
Join the chat room where Binary Ghost is sending a number for a gentleman by the name of Jimmy James Jameson. Zev is sending in numbers for James A. Joint, Rick Robson, and that's it. Lonesome Loser has sent in another number. Divine Food Flabbies. Schnitzelberg. Divine.
Schnitzelberg.
Yeah. Divine Food Flabbies Schnitzelberg. Okay. And we have a, you know, on top of the whole bank of numbers here on file already for the shit. That's great. I see Nunu has signed off. Good night, Nunu. Thanks for being on.
Sir Nunu doo doo.
That's the guy. We're gonna have to take a break here real quick, guys. I gotta take care of some porcelain business. Real quick.
I wanna hear about that long legged Puerto Rican.
The long legged Puerto Rican is coming up next, that's right. Cloned, are you going to stay with us for the last segment of the night?
No, I think I'm going to call it.
Okay. Well, hey, have a good night, man. Thanks for being on.
I got to get up early as fuck.
Yeah, that's right. You got that 6 o'clock thing going on. You got to be up early. Dude, good luck tomorrow, first day of your new job, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Good luck for you tomorrow, too.
All right. Thank you. Don't mess it up, dude. Don't mess it up. I was playing with you, dude. Alright, have a good night, bro.
Thanks.
Clone homegrown, everybody. Clone homegrown. Signing off.
Hey.
Alright, and Milkman, hang on. And all of you listening, hang on. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes.
That sucker's the first one to get a job. What a sucker.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit. 11:30 Eastern, PM, that is. We'll be right back after this. Milkman's gay.
Come on, shut up, bitch.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
What?
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me. Yes, I am. You're going to like it too. No, you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hey, everybody. Carlito back here.
Yeah. I lost my mic.
Carlito back here. On a serious note. Carlito. Milkman. Milkman.net. MadhouseLive.com. PCRadio.com. WalmartWatch.com, everybody. Check out the shit, because the shit is on the shit tonight, Milkman. Yeah, thedead.com, kdkprankcalls.com, saigon.org, all those websites are on tonight. clonehomegrown.net, you know, littleevoneo.biz. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. I'm out of my mind tonight.
Very
good. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. jnefarious.org, j_nefarious.org.
There you go.
There it is. I love this song, man. 1970 something, man. Gotta love this song. Milkman's a racist. He doesn't like rap music. Yeah, I guess so. So who are we gonna call, man? I don't know. I don't know if I have it in me still, my friend.
You never called man ass ass.
Man ass ass. Someone's gotta call in, man. You motherfuckers need to call in the show, man. I mean, seriously, I'm drowning here. You people gotta call in. 1-888-278-8509. Someone call in, man. Call in and talk. And help us out, man. We're drowning. Drowning tonight. We're like turds in the bowl.
We're not drowning, man. We're just getting ready to roll out.
Whatever. I'm in a bad mood. I hate society. I hate people in general. The only people I like are the people that I talk to once a week on here, man. You know? God damn it. Saigon says he wants to punch the shit. He wants to punch the stupid out of the dead. Everybody, Saigon says.
Oh,
Saigon says he wants to punch the stupid out of the dead. Right. Nunu. Saigon. Yeah, I know. He can't defend himself. That's so much of a woman Saigon really is.
Well, now he's striking at the end if the dead's not there. Now, if the dead was there, would he really say that?
Yeah, Milkman, cut the music, man. That song, I'd play something else.
Okay, thank you. All right, hold on. Here we go.
There we go. This was something more our style here tonight.
A little bit of livened up there, yeah. A
little bit of Doobie Brothers for everybody real quick. Oh, yeah.
Doobie.
You know those, right? The lyrics of the song are like this: doobie doo. They go doobie 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 doo. Man, who else is on the? Who else has live internet radio shows that you can call in to on a Thursday night? We need to start talking to these people, man. I mean, come on. I mean, our competition doesn't know what we do here. Hang on, there's that Madhouse Radio Net something in Oklahoma or something. Hang on. You know. Here's something that's good. In Google, the number one result for Madhouse Radio is Madhouse Radio Us, followed by the podcast, followed by Madhouse Radio, Toledo's number one night show, featured on Tower 98.3. I had my eye on these people for a while. I wonder if they're on the air right now. Tower 98.3, Madhouse Radio.
Maybe we can call in and heckle.
Do something, man. No, we gotta plan an attack. These not only are they on the night that we're on, but they stole our name, Madhouse Radio. You know? I mean, that's bullshit.
No way.
Bullshit. You know? Why people always, you know, KDK always steals my ideas. Zolar always steals my ideas.
Yeah.
Milkman always steals my ideas.
Yeah.
Athena always steals my ideas. Andy steals my ideas. Everybody steals my ideas. Zolar. You know how many of my ideas Zolar has stolen by now? Everything. He wouldn't have a show with.
Andy needs help to think.
Yeah, that guy's a turd, too. He's not even online right now.
Where is that turd?
I don't know. He's not even listening to the show. He didn't listen last week either.
What?
I know, right? What a traitor. He was so into it when he was here, and he was the co-host and this and that, and he was
pushing me out.
No, he didn't. You stop paying your bills, man. Which I'm gonna have to do soon here.
No, he pushed me out and got me banned from the Madhouse. Connections with the administration.
Milkman, let me ask you a question real quick. How much is the price of gas over there by gallon? Would you say where you are right now?
Oh, probably about $2.89.
$2.99. That's something, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. I mean,
you know how much we make gas for here?
Because you make it, dude. You worked at a place that made it, right?
Yeah. World's largest refinery, petroleum refinery.
And how much? How much were you making the price?
You know how much? Yeah, 80 cents a gallon.
80 cents a gallon for gas to make it.
So who gets the other 210? The government gets what? 9 cents of it. Then who gets the other?
Yeah, you know, some places, the local taxiers, like maybe 3 cents on top of that, too. We're paying, it went down to 270. It's going down to 270.
How does it go from, how does it go from 80 cents to $3? Now, come on, that's a lot of bucks.
I don't know. I don't know.
How much is that, 220?
I don't listen anymore because the show sucks without me and he signs off. Son of a bitch. He's listening. He just isn't signed in on the messengers, I guess. But
where's that punk at? I don't see him in the room.
He's under the room now. He's probably laying low tonight for some reason. He's got. I heard he's got creditors after him. But he said he's. You know, he said he doesn't listen anymore because the show sucks without him. Bastard. Thanks. Thanks, man.
I heard that he got them bee stings on a bass and that his ass swole so shut that he couldn't open his mouth.
Fuck.
That's why he hadn't called in.
Flat in the chat room says gasoline is $4 per gallon in Canada. That would suck. I heard it's really expensive in the UK, man. I don't know.
Well, shit, a dollar costs $2 in Canada, so what do you expect? They actually got it better.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, man. I've been drinking too much tonight. I barely had anything to eat today. Drinking a lot.
Uh-oh.
On painkillers, smoking a storm up here. And doing a lot in a good mood.
Time for a Domino's pizza.
No, that's gas. No, I'm full. I'm full. When it comes to that, I'm full. I have plenty of gas. I'm fine, dude. Let's do a prank call. Because we're talking dumb shit. Who have here? Confirmed Divine.
You got man in the ass there.
Right. Well, we also have Divine Food Flabby Schnitzelberg, which I have no idea what that is, but we'll call it.
Oh, let's go that one. I like that one.
Andy says he's fasting. Andy is.
I told you his asshole was so swollen from all his bee stings, it swole his mouth shut.
I guess.
He can't even speak, man.
I guess.
He called up the other day. He accidentally dialed my number. He was trying to get a hold of Carly. He was going.
I don't know what the hell you talk about sometimes, man, but God bless you. I have an idea. Here comes the next prank call then. Hang on, everybody. On that note.
All right.
I feel it coming. Hang on.
We're sorry. No one answered the call.
Oh.
Please try again later.
Okay. Well, that didn't work.
You punk bitches. You dialed the right number, right, Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, sure, man. Whatever. We'll try something else. We'll try the Schnitzelberg now. Hang on.
Flabby.
What is Flabby's, man?
It's a restaurant.
How flabby? Bitch! Bitch.
Damn.
Bitch.
We need to call her back up and have a protest. Because this is totally against the International Weight Loss Convention, you know. It's against the bylaws. Have a name, I got Flabby. Don't take serious.
Flabby, let me tell you something, man. Who is that woman who just hung up the phone on me?
What do you need?
I'm not in the mood to be hung up on by a woman or talked to like that by a woman. And when I call over there to your place, or let me talk. When I call over there to your place, you will give me the service that I am entitled to under the Third Amendment. Now, who is that? What is the name of the woman who just treated me like that on the phone?
Louisa.
Louisa?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you run along and get your sister on the phone for me then?
Okay.
Hurry up.
Can I ask who's calling?
I need to speak to her, please.
She's gone.
Bullshit, man.
Well,
don't give me that.
Though.
You know what? Damn it.
It's a quarter till midnight, man. It's time to call up
the Hershey's bang
you son of a bitch guy, Sam.
Sam? He ain't gonna answer, man. It's too late. It's too late, dude. It's too late, man. It's too late. Sorry.
Speaking of crazy son of a bitches, we ain't heard from him yet either.
Oh, yeah. Who knows if he's even listening tonight, dude? I don't know.
All that crazy bastard's always listening.
Crazy fucker, if you are listening tonight, call in. There it is. There is a call. Try to lift our spirits. Raises up from the sadness that we're experiencing tonight. And it's not that we're having a bad show, everybody. It's just that I'm not happy tonight. I am not happy.
It's Andy's fault.
It is. Andy's an asshole. He left us. Andy's had like 20. Honestly, Andy, it's time to give up, man. Come on back home in Florida, man. It's time to give up. Honestly, give up this dream you have about living up north and doing something up there. You're coming back, man. That's how it is. So give up the game. Give up the game. Stop being a lazy bastard. And come back to where you live, where you belong here, with people here. And doing what you do here. There's nothing up there for you. Andy, I command you to give up the game. And be a man and come back.
Quit milking your uncle.
That's right. Exactly. His rich uncle. I don't know. I'm kidding, Andy. Don't take that seriously, dude. I'm just playing with you. Some more calls. Milkman, we need to go until midnight.
That's why he has a belt that says Andy on the back of it.
You make that weird joke, and that doesn't make any sense to me, man.
Oh,
I don't feel that joke. Milkman, we're going to do another 8-minute show caller tonight. That's it.
We don't ever come trucking through the night.
Milkman, how about we just finish here in about 8 minutes? I'm serious. We're going to try one more prank call, and then we'll sign off here. Because I'm not...
Well, let's make a call, damn it.
We're going to do one more call. One more call, I said. Don't give me any shit.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
He's not going to answer. We just tried to call him earlier. That's it. And like I said, don't give me any shit.
Call him earlier?
Yes. Don't give me any shit, man. We're going to end the show here in about 8 minutes here, so... And every time I try to end the show, you always get all rude. Talking about
shit, man.
You're gonna miss the end of the show. Well, fine. You leave and they'll come back. Just don't bother. Because the show's
gonna shit after the show.
All right. Well, fine.
I'll hold it. How about that? I'll hold it.
This will allow you to talk for 14 hours 24 minutes.
I'm calling a 7-Eleven in Alaska.
Oh, cool. Make them a good deal on ice, right?
Yep.
Hello, this is Sabrina.
7-Eleven?
This is Tesoro.
Oh, this is the gas station?
Yes.
Hey, I'm trying to find your gas pump.
You're trying to find what?
The gas pump itself, the gas pump.
Here, I'll have someone else talk to you.
All right.
Hi, this is Sheila. Can I help you?
Hey, is this another woman?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you have any men who are working there or something?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any men who are working there?
Do I have any what working here?
Any men.
Why?
Because I'd rather talk to a man than a woman.
I do have, but I am the assistant manager. What did you need?
Well, are you attracting bears tonight?
I'm sorry?
Are you attracting bears tonight, if you know what I mean? Are the painters in? Is that flowing tonight? Because if...
I'm trying to hear you.
Listen, if you're on your period, I'm not going to talk to you because that's nasty.
Seriously?
I said if you're on your period, don't bother talking to me because I don't speak to women who are on their period because it's not clean.
I don't think you need to call that, sir.
Well, is there any men there who could talk to me who are working there, or do I have to talk to you? Hello, hello, hello. Hurry up and answer. I know you're there, damn you woman. Talk.
Hello there, sir. This is Corey. How may I help you?
Corey, are you a man?
I believe so.
You believe so or you know so? Don't jerk with me, man. I need to speak. I don't like talking to women. I have a bad history with women. And they always give me the wrong information. And last week a woman said she's going to give me her phone number. And she gave me a fake number. And it was a number to your place. And they told me time and time again that Susan doesn't work at 7-Eleven. But when she was at the bar, she gave me your phone number. And I checked it 5 times.
Okay, so what is it that you want?
I
want
to talk to Susan, the girl I met at the bar last week, who said that this is her phone number.
Well, Susan does not work here. We don't have a Susan that works here at all.
So tell me the truth. Do you think she gave me the fake number? Are you covering for Susan?
What?
Are you covering for Susan? Well, let's just talk into Susan.
Am I covering for Susan?
Yes.
No, there's no Susan that works here.
Look, my friend, my boyfriend Keith, he sneaks out of the house and he goes over there and he gets drunk and I know it.
I don't understand what you want.
I know what you're talking about.
You're just going to go on and on and on and on and on and on about this.
You're covering for Susan and for Keith.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't help you.
Well, come on. Tell me. I asked a question and the woman wouldn't answer me. So I said, you put a man on the phone.
Sir, I don't think you need to call back. If you call back, then I will call the police.
I don't.
So I'm hanging up now?
I don't take orders from women. You don't tell me what to do. Well, that's it.
A very...
Sir, I don't think you need to call back.
There's another good idea.
I don't know. A very sexist call. A very sexist prank call. Sexist humor is funny.
She was obviously on Granny.
Saigon says sexist humor is funny. I'm the pioneer of sexist prank calls for sure. The prank call world. Nobody does
right.
a sexist prank call like me, because I know that gets at the soul of a woman when you start making those snide comments. Athena just, when she hears them, Athena just shakes her head. But I know she wants to kick my ass when I say sexist things. I asked her, she's attracting bears. Are you attracting bears?
Yeah, I heard that. I was laughing.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry I had to put you in hold, but the problem is every once in a while, we can't control our laughs. And you laugh, and then I go back to make the prank call a feature prank call, and I gotta chop it up, you know? And I don't like chopping it up, man.
I'm sorry.
I don't like chopping it up, man. I don't like chopping it up.
I laugh because you're funny as fuck, that's why.
Yeah, man.
I don't mean to, but I just... It's funny.
But well, let me ask you something, man. Should I be concerned if I'm tasting the food from the night before still now?
Only if you're tasting the food from tomorrow, then I'd be really concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel good, man. I don't feel good. I've been drinking. I'll tell you what. I've been drinking, and I'm tasting yesterday's food today.
Well, you just need to back off a little bit off the drinking and taking the medication, man.
Who are you?
That shit that they don't never work.
Who are you? Who are you, Larry? Milkman Larry.
Dr. Milkman.
Doctor. Hey, on that note, we have KDK's number one iPod song of the week, everybody. KDK's number one iPod song. This is supposed to be a regular feature. This is KDK's number one song on his iPod playlist this week.
Alright.
And we're going to do the next prank call. Hang on, everybody. KDK's number one song of the week.
Hello, is this the Queen Cappy...
Olani?
Hello?
Yep.
Is this the Queen Cappy... How do you say it?
Capiolani.
Capiolani. Capilano. Capo-la-la-la-la. Hello?
Hello?
Queen, is it the Queen there?
Who?
I got reservations with the Queen tonight, man.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
She's sleeping right now.
But I have a room I paid for, man.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, with the Queen, man. The Queen's gonna come in my room. She's gonna take off her clothes, man. Oh, man, I can't wait. So how do I get to the Queen Capiolani? Are you from Israel, man?
Nope.
Where are you from? Hawaii?
Yep.
Are you Hawaiian?
Yep.
Do you have that color to your skin, man?
Yep, we all do.
You know, do you eat, do you guys, man, I just flew here, man. I'm from Kentucky, man.
Oh.
I go to the University of Kentucky, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, guess what, man?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have gay marriages here, man?
Gay marriages?
Yeah.
Not yet.
That's good, because you know why?
Why?
Because God will kill you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, for real, how do I get to the hotel? I got a reservation tonight, man.
Hey, what's your last name?
My last name is Cordova. My first name is Chrysler.
Yeah, I don't have anything holding.
You don't have anything under Chrysler Cordova?
Nope.
I got the room with the Corinthian leather, man. Yo, do you like to feel a Corinthian leather on your skin? Come on, man. How am I going to make a reservation? I'll give you my credit card phone number, man.
Okay, we actually don't have rooms tonight.
Oh, come on, man. I want to fuck the queen, man.
Not for the next 4 days, man.
Yo, if I fuck the queen, would that make me the king or the prince? No, really, man, what would that make me? The queen? Would I be the queen?
No, that would make you.
Yo, if I got a room inside the queen, you know, yo, how big is the queen?
Should I go for the Princess Kailani?
Oh, man, let me talk to her. Hey, you got any women that are working there, man?
No.
Come on, is there a woman who's there? I hear a woman. Let me talk dirty to her, man. Come on, I want to talk dirty to her.
No.
Come on, really, I want to talk dirty to that girl. Does she have a uniform on?
That was one of our guests.
What does she look like?
She's about 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yep.
Wait, does she look Samoan?
She looks Hawaiian.
She looks Hawaiian? Yeah, she's a big Hawaiian girl.
Yep.
Yeah, man, would you like to put pineapple slices on her nipples and eat them all?
No.
Oh, man, would you like the man?
Huh?
How do you like it from a man?
I don't know.
You don't like it from, how do you take it from a man?
I don't know. Probably not.
You want me to tell you how?
Nope.
You gotta
go.
The first thing you gotta... Oh, man.
You gotta grease it up.
I don't know. I was just gonna tell him how to take it from a man. That's all it was.
He's hanging off the wall.
I was dying, man.
I was trying to be quiet, man. I was dying.
I don't know what that was about. Andy asked if that
was
Andy,
a good one.
Andy said that song was gay. Well, yeah, I did choose that song for the funny. That was just a joke against KDK. That's all it was. We had this fake drama go on with me and KDK that I played the Blue Oyster song from Police Academy, Andy said it was the number one song on KDK's gay iPod. And I got in trouble for it, and then we said, you know what, we're going to do this thing. So that was, it was just a joke. Anyway, Andy is sending in a number for a hostage in Iraq. Eventually, however, look at the muzzle of the rifle. I don't get it. The rifle is blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Andy's sending me a link to the best fucking thing ever. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. It's like I'm barely function right now.
Hell yeah, you're just getting loosened up now, man.
This is bad. I'm really drunk, guys. I mean, I have quit drinking already. I'm just drinking beer now. So
you're doing good now, man. You're flowing.
I challenge everybody to call in. And the toll-free line is 1-888-278-859. If anybody's listening...
8509.
We only have 34 listeners on right now anyway, so... I mean, what's the point? Who wants to do a show for that, man? You know?
What happened to T-Bag Radio's not on tonight?
I had to go to sleep and he didn't have enough time to put us on.
Oh.
We got like fucking...
He's teabagging.
I guess, man. We got like 30 listeners. We got 20 of those who are in the chat room, so... So, yeah.
Prankmaster.
Hey, speaking of faggots and people whose asses I like to kick, Prankmaster just joined the chat room.
Oh, there's one for sure.
Yeah, man. What do you think he's coming around all the time now? What's that all about, huh?
Sounds like a bunch of sucking up.
I mean, I don't like him around, you know? If I had it my way, I wouldn't let him be around. It wouldn't happen.
Well, it makes me want to shit.
It makes me want to just break something in half. I want to break something that costs a lot of money.
Poison gas?
It makes me want to go out and buy a new computer and break it. That's how bad I get, angry I get. I like to go out and buy a new Toyota Corolla, a brand new 2006 Toyota Corolla, and crash it on purpose. That's how angry I get when I think about it. How cool will it be if you were so rich that you
could off the road and pretend like it was an accident?
How cool will it be to be so rich that you could just buy a car just in order to break it, in order to crash it on purpose?
That'd be pretty damn rich.
That's Dr. Lego money right there. What's Dr. You know what? Fucking Dr. Lego isn't even paying attention to me. Let's call him and harass him. Do you have any of his phone numbers? Do you have a cell phone number?
Yeah.
Do you know his cell phone number?
Yeah, I got one right here.
Send that to me. Send me a cell phone number.
Okay, I got one right now. Let's see.
Zolar isn't around. KDK isn't even listening. I bet you anything. You know.
KDK's in the chat room. He might be listening.
He's playing Halo or something. Whatever he plays, some gay game. Fucking Halo. Halo Buster or something. I don't know. He's playing something.
Yes.
Are you sure that's his cell phone, man? Don't jerk me around.
That's the number he gave out on the air the other day.
Don't jerk me around, man.
I got about four other numbers for him.
I'm tired of you jerking me around.
I have every number he's ever got.
You harass him so much, man. It's funny. He's called me before. He's called me before. He's like, man, Milkman. He called me in every single phone number I have looking for me. I started laughing. He said that to me once. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, man. He called me in every single fucking phone number I got. I don't know where he got these phone numbers. He won't stop calling me.
He's got a bunch of them.
I don't know, dude. Oh, shit. We're going to call him next. All right, that's the last of them. That's the last of them. So we didn't get him through. All right, whatever. We're out of here, everybody. Milkman, take us out of here, dude. Milkman, take us out. Hang on, what's Lonesome Loser sending us? Lonesome Loser sent in a TV station? KGTF in Guam.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Let's try that. And then we're calling it a night. Milkman, get ready to take us out of here after that.
Thank you for calling Channel 12.
Is this the TV station?
Yes, KGTF Channel 12.
Channel 12?
Yes, sir.
I'm writing that down because I just heard something that has really got me upset, sir, and I'm going to report you to the FDA.
Okay.
Do you know what the FDA is?
What is the FDA, sir?
The Food and Communications Commission.
The what?
The Food and Communications Commission, the FDA.
Okay.
I have it right here. I have their fax number and their email.
Okay.
Let me tell you, what's your name?
My name is Jerome Moffness.
Jerome Moffness.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Moffmes, Moffness, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and what is your operator number?
Operator number? What is operator number?
Well, how do I identify you?
My name is Jerome Moffness.
Well, there's got to be a code number, a code word. What's your password?
Password for?
For the computer.
Who's this?
My name is Jack Valenti.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm recently moved to Guam, and I just heard a man say something horrible on your TV station.
On Channel 12?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You heard him say something horrible.
He said erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
I don't buy that, sir.
Would you like to speak to our general manager or...
Let me tell you...
Or one of our upper management?
Are they going to talk to me now?
I'm going to check who's available.
I'm not going to hold, and I'm not going to wait, and I'm not going to call back. Because okay. I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
I'm,
okay, sir.
Do you know how I money make?
Huh?
Do you know how I money make?
How much money you make?
Exactly. I'm a lawyer,
okay,
sir. I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
Oh, don't take too long, but see who you can get on here. If not, then I'm going to handle it with you. But I'm making a formal complaint.
Okay.
Okay. You got a few minutes. Don't take too long because, you know, we got people waiting.
Okay, can you hold on?
All right, I'll be right here.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how long this is going to take.
FDA.
We're sorry for the delay. We'll be with you in just a moment.
Food commission.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Jack Valenti, and I'm a big man, and I
okay,
money
Jack
make.
Jack Valenti?
Yes, and I money make.
Okay, Jack Valenti. Hold on, sir.
Okay.
You need a large pineapple pizza.
Hello, who is this now?
Hello?
Who is this?
Yes, this is Benny Flores.
Benny's Flores?
Yes. How can I help you?
F-L-O-R-E-Z?
Yes. No Z.
F-L-O-R-E-Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And who may I ask calling?
My name is Jack Valenti.
Jack Valenti?
Yes, I just recently moved here to Guam, and I heard a promotion that you guys said it approved. At the beginning it said, this is approved by the station. And it said, erectile dysfunction? I mean, sir.
Excuse me, erectile dysfunction?
Let me tell you something, sir. I know you think this is Guam, but this is America, okay? Whose picture is on the dollar bill that you spent? Tell me.
Excuse me?
Whose picture is on the dollar bill that you spent?
I'm wondering where we're going. Where are we going with this question? I want to see if you have a comment or complaint.
Oh, I have a complaint.
And this is with Channel 12?
Yes, it is. Channel 12.
And when did you see this? Did it say promo of some sort?
Early today. That's right. It said erectile dysfunction. Do you know what that means?
Does it have to do with a just a 30-second announcement, or is it a program?
It was on the TV machine.
Well, everything's on TV. That's our business here. What I'm asking is it just a PSA that you saw it, or is it some sort of a documentary? Is it a program, or the name of the program, so I can help you?
This
way I can trace where we're going with this?
You know, I have tracing on my phone, and I traced it back to your TV station. And it was on the TV machine, and it said Channel 12. We're Channel 12. And
mm-hmm.
I said, erectile? But how in Jesus God would they ever say something about, you know, the penis?
So my question is, was it a 30-second spot that you saw it on, or was it an actual 30-minute program?
I think...
And then I'd like to know what the name of the program is.
I think it was one of those commercials, man.
Commercials? We don't run commercials here.
My friend, my brother, it's public television. I know it's public television. But I explained to the man in the newsroom, and I explained to the man... And
we don't have a newsroom.
I know. I told him, you guys are the public station. You don't have the commercials, right?
We're non-profit, non-commercial.
That's what I told him. He doesn't listen to me. And he said, tell you guys, this man on this documentary said he had erectile dysfunction. You know?
Did you see, was this a local program, or was it a PBS program?
It said Channel 12, Channel 1.
No. You have to understand what I'm asking. All of Channel 12's programs derive from PBS. They're all centered to the Corporation for Public Broadcast.
It said, the man said this is Frontline.
Frontline. So you're going to have to, if there's any complaint such as that, because what we receive here is what we broadcast to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It's
what
crap
we received here is already censored through PBS.
What do you do?
What do you have there? A complaint with regards to what
Let me tell you something, you Democrats, you know.
Excuse me?
You Democrats come here,
Where are we coming from with these new Democrats?
You Democrats come here, and you put all the old
TV... Okay, you know what? This conversation ends now.
No.
You don't have a legitimate... I'm trying to get you to state a legitimate complaint...
Oh, I'm sorry, my brother. My brother.
Me with this
my friend, I'm
Democrat.
Sorry, my friend.
I'm sorry. Goodbye.
My
Thank
friend,
you.
My friend. My friend.
Damn, boy.
Jeez,
he has definite erectile dysfunction.
Firecracker, that guy, I don't know what the hell that was all about.
This girl is going new here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
That was a great one, man.
Yeah.
Good job, Mary Lonson.
I don't know who that was that we talked to, but he sounded like he was pretty important there at the station. Milkman, what is your...
A general manager, man.
Milkman, what did you have for dinner tonight? Be honest, don't lie. We know where you're lying.
Let's see. I had a pack of noodles, a sandwich, and a glass of soda, and finish it off with a big thing of milk.
Yeah, that's funny, man. You're crazy. You know what, Milkman? You're all right. You know that, man?
Don't tell anybody. Don't ever believe it.
You're all right, Milkman. You had a glass of milk at the end of it. God God bless you, Milkman. God bless you in the ass. Milkman, Milkman. I'll tell you what. I want to thank everybody, all 22 plus 8, all 30 of you who are listening still. It's been a low show in terms of numbers and quality. I'm sorry. It's whatever. Take us out of here, Milkman.
All right, man. First of all, I'd like to thank our wonderful sponsor here, Mr. Madman. He provides us with this wonderful boxing ring, man. We call an IRC chat room. That's right. You can come in here, knock somebody's teeth out, come back smiling later after your band's been lifted. Maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Madman, for all you do there in our chat room.
Madman, Madman, I hear... Breaking news, Madman. Madman.
Mm-hmm.
Madman lives in Illinois. Go ahead.
Wow. Everybody, if you'd like to visit Madman, go to Germany.
Oh, shit, I got breaking news. Breaking news. KDK.
Uh-huh.
KDK, everybody, is going to do something important soon.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hi.
Breaking news, everybody, breaking news. I got breaking news here, everybody. Hang on, hold the phone. Little Evil Neo. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. Go ahead.
We love Neo.
Wait, I got it. Breaking news. Little Evil okay. Neo.
Yep.
Someone out there doesn't like you, Little Evil Neo. Oh, shit. Hang on. We got someone who's calling in who we've been waiting to call in for a while.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, God in heaven. Go ahead.
Jesus saves. Moses invests in Buddha recycles.
Hey, man, what's it like to be in prison?
Ah, it's horrible, man. It's hell on earth.
What do you get to eat in prison, man?
Starch and fat.
Oh, that sounds bad.
And they make you up. And they recycle water in prison, and they filter the piss and shit water.
Oh.
And because they don't. When you're in prison in California, you're not on a city water line, you're in a closed sewer and water, and they just filter it, man, and it's horrible.
That's nasty. Are you for real? You're lying, man.
I ain't lying, dude. I ain't lying about that shit. No way.
That's, you know what, I'm going to go to prison one day. I know it's bound to happen.
Nah, why you say that?
Because I'm a failure. I'm
oh,
a failure.
Fuck, man.
I'm a failure, and I'm going to end up in prison one day. I'm going to make a mistake, and for the rest of my life, I'm never going to see the outside again until I die, and I'm living with it. I know it's going to happen one day. I'm going to get caught up in this mess. What do you suggest I do?
Well, if you're a failure, then you'll end up in prison, all right, as a prison guard, because that's where the failures end up.
That's the only place they can get any kind of respect, huh?
Well, you'll be a prison guard if you're a real failure.
Yeah, I guess so. Man, that's fucked up. So what do you think of the shit show tonight, man? It's been a bunch of shit.
Well, you know, I didn't get on, I didn't even be able to get you guys to just a little while ago because I've been working on my computer, man. It was almost melting down on me, and I had to put a new fan in there. And now I got a fan in there that's like, now everything's rock and rolling. But, hey, prison sucks, man. And don't even think you'll go to prison, man, because you ain't going to go to prison, man. And if you do,
I deserve it.
Nah, boy, who doesn't deserve it, man? I mean, shit, you know, I'll tell you this, man, prison sucks. I was a first-timer and a last-timer.
No good. Well, you know what? I'm happy for you. So you were rehabilitated?
Oh, well, I don't know about that shit, but I'll tell you, man, I prison ain't nothing like you think it is. It ain't like it is in the movies, man. It's like all it is just people in there, and there's a lot of good people in prison, man, on both sides. There's good prison guards and there's good prisoners, man.
That's good, man.
I met holy men in prison.
So is it as hard as they say? I mean, is it bullshit? Is it just like you kind of, does people leave you alone? Do you get raped every day in prison?
Nah, I never got raped, dude. Never got raped by nobody.
Good.
Never raped nobody either.
You had to get that going for you. Yeah.
But check this out, man. Prison's a sad place. It's just a sad place because it's like, there's so much human potential just going to fucking waste there. In California, it's a slave labor colony, and man, they use the prisoners as slave labor, and 95% of the people in prison in California are all poor people, and over 65% of them are there for nonviolent drug offenses.
That's bullshit, man.
I know it is.
Fucking war on drugs, my ass, man.
Yeah, no, man. It's like I'm in the war against the war on drugs, man. And yeah. And it's like about 5% of the dudes I met actually belonged in prison. They were actually psychopathic people, but 95% of the people are just people like you and me and your next door neighbor. And they, you know, when I went to prison, I believed in the system. See, they offered me a fucking deal. If I would have taken a deal, I would have done a year, but I took it to a jury trial, and I lost, and they gave me, like, 14 years at halftime, so I did 7 years.
Holy shit, you did 7 years, dude?
Yeah, one stretch, because I wouldn't take a deal. I wouldn't plead guilty, and I found out the way the system works, man. The system works like this. The fucking judge, the public defender, and the police, and the DA are all in bed together, man. The same motherfuckers, dude, just wear different masks.
Yeah, they do each other their own favors all day, man.
It is, man. We're living under a mafia police state, man, in this whole country. And just look at, man, they got the Bush crime family right now in office, and him and his buddies, Halliburton, are just draining billions and billions of dollars of our tax money, man, going to the war profiteers. The dudes that are trying to destroy this country are the ones that are waving the flag the fucking biggest, dude. I mean, check this out, man. If I come to your house and throw rocks through your window and threaten you and come in your house and say, I'm taking over, well, you're going to fight me back, aren't you, man?
Hell
right?
Yeah, man. You defend your house. That's what a man does.
That's all them people in the Middle East are fucking doing is defending themselves. And you know what? A lot of these Jewish guys in Israel are dressing up like Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and they're going out and doing all kinds of terrible things, man, because it's all a shuck and a jive and a scam. It really is, dude. It really is. These motherfuckers are trying to break America down where one half of 1% rules the world.
That's right. These bastards, these fucking... You know, man, I'll tell you what, Mossad is a dirty, dirty thing.
Oh, I know, man. I know. I had a buddy that, he was from Israel. He was one of them, he was a Bedouin. You ever heard of a Bedouin?
I've heard of Bedouin, yes.
Well, yeah, they drafted his ass in the Israeli army, man. He came to the United States as a draft dodger. And, man, he was telling me shit about Israel. And he says, man, you go to Israel, man, you could be picked up by the secret police over there, and they'll never see your ass again.
That's the fucking Russian thing. Dude, what did you go to? What did you do time for? Was it a drug thing? Was it...
I consider it was a political thing. It was a political thing. I pissed off some heavyweight fucking mafia police in the area I lived in, and I pissed them off quite badly. And
did you not pay your taxes? Is that what it was?
Well, no. Fuck, man. I always paid my taxes, dude. I pay my taxes and other people's taxes, dude. Hell, man, that ain't the problem. The problem was, dude, I was a political, and just like in communist Russia, man, they had two types of prisoners over there. They had political prisoners and they had criminal prisoners, you know. And the police and the courts always treated the criminal prisoners better than they did the political prisoners.
That's right.
Well, it's the same thing here in the United States. One thing they don't like is nobody exposing them.
Yeah, they do. They definitely want to keep
they want
to run that, man.
That's right, man. But you got a wonderful. You guys are the beacon of free speech on the radio, man. You guys got the best fucking radio, and you got the best show on PCU.
We're fighting it, man. We're fighting. You know, they've tried to shut us down three times here, the Bush administration, and every time we fought them in the Supreme Court, we got to last time and everything. And
now, yeah. There are good people in the government, man, and they're the ones that, man, that I hope they don't get contaminated by the rotten apples that they have to do business with. You know what, man, it's like one day you guys are going to be broadcasting to millions, man.
Yeah, so let me ask you again, World Trade Center.
What?
The World Trade Center. Do you know anything about the World Trade Center, World Trade Center 7? Any ideas about that, sir? Do you know about that at all?
You talking about the Twin Towers?
Well, the third one that went down.
Oh, yeah. Well, according, you know what? When you guys play like rerun shows, and every day I try to tune in to Alex Jones on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars, and if you listen to what he says, man, he says that all them seven buildings were owned by that guy Larry Silverstein and his combine, and they're hooked up real tight with the Bush administration.
That's right.
According to Alex Jones, man, Bush and his buddies are the ones that back in 97, they wrote some paper saying how in order to take over Iraq, there was going to have to be a terror, there was going to have to be a, like some really heavy shit coming down. And remember the Oklahoma bombing? Well, that all had CIA roots in it, man. That cat there that supposedly blew that fucking federal building up in Oklahoma, he was a Desert Storm veteran, man, with honors and everything else.
I thought he was a Green Beret flunky or something.
He was like a Green Beret of the Desert Storm, man, whatever they... But remember, them fuckers always got some kind of name. Desert Storm. Yeah, right.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and all the people over in the Middle East, they says, well, hey, man, look, here comes American planes. It's going to be a storm.
Yeah.
Fucking, God, man, why don't we just, man, let's... We ought to be... Man, I'll tell you what. You know what, man? You ever smoked any Lebanon's hash from Lebanon?
Can't say it.
That's some good righteous shit, man. It put me in the spirit realm when I smoked that shit. And they're over there, man. They're over there right now. They're taking over the Middle East to take over the opium poppies and shit and everything else, man. They're the fucking corporation thieves, man. 2%ers that own 80% of the wealth that want to rule the world. Fuck them.
Man, I'll tell you what, if there was a Jew right here in front of me, I'd punch him in the mouth, man.
Oh, no, man. There's like, hey, the Jews are cool, man. I love the Jews, man. I love the Jews. Shit, man.
What about, do you vote, man? Do you vote at all?
I don't vote. No, man, I don't. Who's there to vote for? Everybody I ever voted for never ever won. Nobody that I ever voted for. So it's like if I figured out if I vote for somebody, they ain't going to win, so I don't bother voting no more. So, but you know, the Democrats and Republicans, they just change their masks. That's all they do. They're all the same outfit.
They're all the same. They're all got the same hands and the same pants, and they touch it.
The same buddy. Yeah, hey, you know what? Real quick, I'll tell you something, man. About 15 years ago, I used to party with this chick down in Santa Cruz, California, and she had this boyfriend about 5 years before I met her that he was he was like the son of a multi-millionaire, and she used to tell me, man, that he'd take her on the yacht and they'd go out in like cruising around the world on this big ass yacht that had a crew on it and everything, and they used to party with the sons and the daughters of the Red Chinese and the sons and the daughters of the Russian Communist Politburo and the sons and the daughters of all these, you know, when it gets in the international, the rich people, man, they just use us poor people as fools. These people over here want to kill. You got to go to war. You know, it's all bullshit, dude. It's all bullshit. You war against your enemy right here at home, man. You don't go to another man's land and then wonder why he's shooting at your ass, man. There's enough fucking dirty motherfuckers in this country.
God damn it! You take control of the house situation and you feed your people. People first, and then you go and you kick somebody else's ass, man.
Well, we don't. No, man.
Let me tell you something. The Germans deserve to get a good ass kicking. And the fucking Koreans deserve to get a good ass kicking because they're a bunch of faggot bitches and they don't shut the fuck up. You know who else deserves to get their ass kicked? The French, because they don't know how to shut their fucking mouths, man. And we should go in there, we should kick some French ass and fuck them all, man.
Okay, Carlito, you just mentioned the Koreans, man. Now, did you know you go to South Korea right now, and you can go outside of the military bases over there, and they got like 5 miles of whorehouses surrounding all the military bases in South Korea. And so when America brings democracy to a third world country, what that really means is the women are free to be prostitutes and the men are free to be shoeshine boys. And I'll tell you this. These motherfuckers have supported some of the worst dictator scumbags in the face of the earth down in South America and Latin America, like Bolivia and Chile and Nicaragua and all those countries down there where they had right-wing death squads. And I'm telling you this, man, the scum in this country, they're... you know what? I love this country, but I hate millions of motherfuckers in this country that call themselves Americans, because to me, they're fucking pieces of bastard shit.
I hate mine. I'll tell you what, I hate 90% of the people out there. I hate people so much, it's not even funny. I wish I was so badass that I could just kick ass sometimes. I hate the people behind me in traffic. I hate the people in front of me in line, man. That's how it goes. I hate 99% of the people who live in the world because they're all fucking assholes and they just think about themselves. And they don't think about their own brother, man.
Well, then you know the only way to change them is you got to be an example and a light unto them. And what we got is a blind leading the blind. And it's like, you know, we're all falling into the fucking ditch because... we allow our hatred to overcome our... Man, I mostly groove, man, on people. I love people, man. I don't let nobody fucking put me uptight when I'm in traffic. I don't let nobody put me in uptight, man. I love it, man. If some motherfucker comes up and tailgates me, I slow down a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck him, man.
Yeah, man. Hey. Hey, let me ask you something. Do you ever hear that guy Dog the Bounty Hunter?
He just got arrested, man.
That's what some dude was telling me earlier tonight.
Yeah, because you know why? He's an asshole. He can't mind his own business. But it's a goddamn shame that this country, the United States of America, all the way in Hawaii and buttfuck Egypt, BFE Hawaii, they can, the Mexican government can come in and say, hey, bring this guy back here so we can put him in a Mexican prison for some shit he did that was right.
Is that what they're trying to do to Dog the Bounty Hunter?
They arrested him to extradite him to Mexico to put him in jail because he came to Mexico. He went to Mexico to put some rapists behind bars. But then again, you see how well Mexico helps us out with our immigrant problem and our problems in Mexico. But in a second, the United States puts Dog the Bounty Hunter, a good man, who does nothing but fucking take a rapist off the streets of Mexico and puts him in jail in the United States, and they want us to go in and take him, put him in prison for that. Fuck the world.
I agree,
man.
With you, man. Hey, I agree with you. You know what? I tell you what, dude. I went down a party down in Mexico. I didn't get very far down there, but I'll tell you what, man, most of the Mexican people are really right-on fucking people, but I'll tell you, their government ain't worth a fucking shit.
Their government is more corrupted, has more holes
in it. It's worse than our government.
Oh, my God, it's worse than Swiss cheese, man.
Shit, man, they got a system down there called Mordida, and it's where the pig pulls you over, and you give him $5 or $10, and he lets you go. And it's like, and that's accepted down there, man. Mordida, it's called Grease the Wheels. I guess it translates to that.
Yep.
I'll tell you that, man. I had a good time when I was partied out of Mexico, but I'll tell you what, man. I knew when to get the hell out of there because I'll tell you what, dude. There's some fucking federales. They're fucking, hey, shit, man. They're worse than the fucking cops in the United States.
Hell yeah, man. They'll do anything for Donald. They're independent, man. They'll kidnap somebody for... Fuck, man. It's fucking sick. This world is sick. I don't trust 90% of the people out there. And it's a damn shame that I can't trust an American anymore after all the shit I've done for America, but fuck it.
Yeah, if you're a guy that went over to the Middle East, dude, I'm afraid they exploited your ass, dude, because, I'll tell you what, man, it was totally unnecessary.
Hell
see,
yeah,
see,
man.
See, World War II was like, you know, World War II, the crazy fuckers got so out of hand that, you know, that they sucked us into that war.
They needed an ass kicking.
Yeah, you're right.
The fucking Hun, Germans, and the Japanese, I'm sorry, Milk Fan, I know you're half Japanese, but God damn it, your people needed a good ass kicking. And like Howard Stern says, we dropped a nuke or two on them, and goddammit, they learn to respect. You shut your fucking mouth, and you don't go around killing people and doing atrocities to people. You shut your fucking mouth.
Why do you want everybody to shut their mouth, man?
Everybody needs to shut their mouth. All these people who talk too much. All these countries that talk too much shit, they need to shut their fucking mouth. Goddamn, Iran needs to shut its fucking mouth, and North Korea needs to shut its fucking mouth. Yeah, you know what? 90% of the people out there need to shut their fucking mouth.
Well, here, let me ask you this now.
Yeah, man.
Okay, you're a world traveler. I've never been off the North American continent, but it's like, okay, what was your impression of most of the people you met over in the Middle East?
They're trash.
They were? What makes you say that?
People, except for the very few goddamn ethnic Afghanis and most of those fucking Jawas and the most of those fucking Tarbashes deserve to fucking die. God damn it, they dragged me into that fucking war. Fuck it all, man. Fuck all. Fuck the fucking Arab Muslim race, bastards.
Well, right. Okay.
I wish they'd let me go back there. I'd kill every single one of them.
Well, what you're doing is personifying the fucking sickness of this country, where somehow the people in this country, they think their shit smells better than anybody else's.
It's not that. Those people are sick. You know what they would have done to me if they had a chance? I'll fuck them first.
Well, fuck yeah, dude. You went over to their country and pointed a fucking gun on them, man.
Who sent me there, motherfucker? Who sent me there? Some white motherfucker. And let me tell you something about white people. Goddamn white people telling me what to do all the time, saying I gotta pay my bills. I should get electric for free. I should have to pay a goddamn bill if I ever wanted to, and that should be how it
you
is.
You can get electric for free, dude. You gotta get a photovoltaic panel, man.
A what?
A photovoltaic panel. It's called a solar panel. And you can put it on your, you can put one on your back, and you can make a hat and put one on top of the hat.
Oh, shit.
And you can, you'll be plugged right, dude, you will have free electricity.
Let me tell you something, I'm drunk.
If you get 10 volts, if you get 10 solar panels and hook them up in series, and you get yourself some deep cycle batteries,
yeah,
and an inverter, you can run everything in your house off of the sunlight, and at nighttime you'll use the electricity that's stored in your deep cycle batteries.
That sounds expensive.
Oh, it's not, man. It's not. It's like initial investment. But it pays, it'll pay you back over time because these photovoltaic panels last indefinitely. They last for like, they've got photovoltaic panels that are over 35 years old, dude. There's sticking up there. Believe me, man, there's people, I know people that are off the grid totally, and they're living on free electricity, dude, free electricity.
Let me tell you something, man. Here, so you're saying I can get free electricity?
From solar panels. And you don't even need that much sunlight, man. That's the thing. Even when it's cloudy, there's still the sun.
Let me tell you something that pisses me off. If I wanted to do that, I couldn't. You know why?
Why not?
These goddamn housing associations, man. I mean, come on.
Housing associations?
You know where I live? I have to follow the rules of some white woman out here who, for some reason, she's in charge of the housing association that they set rules. That I can't have a car parked out in my yard if it's broken down because it's going to drop the property value that they'll tow it. Motherfucker, I own this property, you know. If I buy a house and I can't have my grass a certain height, I can't paint my house a certain color because if not, these people are going to sue me and they're going to fine me. The fuck is a housing association, man?
Do you live in Canada or United States?
I live in Florida, man.
In Florida?
Fucking, do you buy a house now, and you know what you got to do, man? You got to pay every month. You got to pay money to these people who are not, they're not deputized people. They run this housing association, and they get the right to tell you how high your grass can be and what color you paint your house and shit.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
You know what? My girlfriend bought a bike, a bicycle, man, and she put it on our balcony. You know they said we can't have a bike on the balcony because it can't be out there because it's a blight, a visual blight. That it's against the rules to have a bicycle on the balcony that on a property that she owns, man. She owns the property. They said you can't have a bicycle on your fucking balcony. They complained to her.
Because she bought into a property owners association?
Exactly, man. Isn't that some bullshit? Fuck that. We should, as a people, we should rise up and overturn these
and then
fucking Yentas. These fucking, that's all it is women.
Do you have to pay, like, a yearly fee for the road maintenance and shit?
Hell, man, they're paying, like, hey Athena. Hey, Athena. I don't know where she's at. She's got to pay like 200. They get her people pay like 200 bucks a month just to live here, man. Just so they can mow the grass out here and shit.
200 bucks a month on property they already own.
Yes, you got to
free
pay,
and clear. They own it.
Something like 100, 200 bucks a month. They got to pay these people to do some security and shit, and they don't do half a shit, and they tell you what to do. Fuck them.
Yeah, well, that's good, Carlito, because I'll tell you, man, anybody listening, don't never buy into a property owners association, because you're right. They got petty dictators that can tell you what color your house can be or even what color the roof can be and shit.
You know what? They told me that if my car breaks down, I can have it in my parking space for 3 days, and after that, they have the right to tow it. It's like,
man.
Fuck you, man. If
you should have... You should have bought some land out in the swamp down there in Florida, man.
Man, I don't have that opportunity, man. It's bullshit. People telling you what you need to do. Fucking shit, man.
Well, you're down there, man. I'll tell you what, dude. You're down there in a beautiful fucking state, man. Florida is like the California of the East Coast.
Fucking these Cubans and shit. These Cubans running the fucking country.
That's what I understand. There's a lot of Cubans there.
I don't trust a Cuban father. Motherfucking Cubans ruined Puerto Rico, where my family's from. They go there, and they're, you know, they tell you some of the most two-faced hypocrites in the world are the Cuban people who live in Florida, who are Republican Hispanics, first of all because the Republican Party supports a fucking embargo that's killing children and not letting medicine get to the people of an island. Fucking shit, man. How are you going to starve your own people? I hate Cubans. I wish there was a Cuban here right now. I'd fucking punch him in the mouth.
Hey, well, Carlito, is it really the Cubans, or is it just like the handful of communists that run that country, man? They're still living under a communist dictatorship, aren't they?
You know the fastest way to get communism in a country to collapse is you let Americans go there and spend American dollars, and you let the information... What do you think collapsed the Soviet Union? It was the slow trickle of McDonald's and this and capitalism that went in there, and the people got tired of the communism and they threw it out.
That's right. You're right about that.
But then I as an American, can't go to Cuba to visit a country.
That's right.
Because they don't let me, because there's a fucking embargo.
But you really can. There's people slipping it out, right out of there all the time.
I know.
Americans go down there and party all the time. I know some that did, you know, and it's like, man, they say that, you know, that if, like, if Coast Guard tries to intercept you and shit, you wait till a few hours and then try it again, man. They don't really give a fuck if they think you're just going there to drink some fucking Cuban rum or whatever. Cuban, what do they drink in Cuba?
They drink Havana Club. That's the most popular rum, and you can't even buy it here. You can't buy a fucking Cuban cigar in the United States for some bullshit reason, because it's gonna stop. You know what? This Cuban embargo's been going on for fucking 50 years, and fucking John F. Kennedy was president when this embargo went into place. Fucking Eisenhower was the fucking president when it went into place.
And you know what, Carlito?
And the same fucking guy is in charge. For God's sake, fucking let people go to Cuba and show those people how it is to really live life. And that's what's going to collapse. The only reason communism is still alive in Cuba is because those people don't know what I'm living like in America. Man, those fucking people are 80 miles away from Key West.
And Carlito, John F. Kennedy, he betrayed the Cuban people in the Bay of Pigs,
He promised them this and that, the aerial support, and they didn't get shit. Those people got slaughtered, most of them. Fucking shit, this fucking world is bullshit. I get so fucking fed up and all this shit.
But you know what, man, hey, and you know what brought that on, though, is because of fucking the mafia, the Costa Nostra motherfucking degenerate scumbags that was slit, that fucking kill people for money. I mean, the most reprobate, these criminals, they're not good people, they're fucking scum. And them motherfuckers had a stranglehold on Cuba with that fucking dictator. Hey, come back, waiter!
What the fuck, waiter?
Somebody's knocking on my fucking door. Hey, come back, waiter! I'm talking on the goddamn radio. Come back, waiter. Hey, but the mafia motherfuckers that had child prostitutes, they were exploiting the Cubans, the peasant people in Cuba, the poor people were starving, and these fucking rich American mafia motherfuckers and their white senator congressman friends were down there opening up these gambling casinos, and they had child brothels where these rich senators and congressmen go down there and have sex with 10-year-old Cuban kids. Sick shit. And that pissed off them poor people like Che Guevara and Fidel Castro.
Yeah, man, Fidel. That's how you say it.
So it's like when they actually come out of the jungle, I'm glad they kicked the fucking scumbag mafia out of Cuba. But the problem was is that Fidel, he Somehow he got a stick up his ass where he became the fucking dictator of his country instead of man. He had an opportunity, man, to do really good things down there, but instead he turned out to be a scumbag. Beware of all people that want power, man. Fuck all these people. Look, there ain't no good dictators, dude. There ain't no good. Any motherfucker that wants to rule and control you, he ain't your friend, dude. Anybody that will put a gun in your hand, send you over to another man's country to kill that person, they're not your friends and they're not good people.
They're not bad. Yeah, man.
Right? Can you see there, can you understand what prompted that It was the conditions in Cuba were so bad where they actually had, Americans were running brothels over there where 10-year-old boys and girls were prostitutes.
Hey, man, that's nasty. Hey, man,
that
listen,
is nasty, dude.
Listen to this. Listen, I'm gonna put my girlfriend on the phone. She's snoring. Let's hear my girlfriend snore. Hang on. That's right.
Wow, that's righteous, man.
Yeah, man. Now,
you're a lucky man.
Yeah, the next thing I'm going to do, I want you guys, we're going to do an experiment. I'm going to put, the phone is going to go inside the dryer, and I'm going to turn it on. You tell me what you hear, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what happens here. Hang on.
All right, it's in.
How did that sound?
Let's hear your girlfriend snore again. That sounded better.
What, you like that? That's
yeah, that was good, man. She's got a cute snore.
That's kind of freaky, man. I gotta go, man. I gotta get out of here.
Hey, man, you think I'm trying to hustle your girlfriend because I like her snore?
I just think
you're a paranoid dude there, Carlito.
I think you like snoring, man.
Well, you're a good dude. You know what, man? You're the best fucker on Frank Radio in PCU. And I'll tell you what, man. Dr. Lego and that Zolar and that KDK guy, all them guys, they ought to sit down at your feet and learn your wisdom, dude.
They're a bunch of assholes, man.
You got some fucking wit and charm about you, dude.
Yeah, well, you know what? All of them can come over here. I'll kick their ass one by one.
As long as
they fight me one by one, I will punch them. You don't want to know how much.
Well, no, you got to get... that's how you'll end up in fucking prison, dude.
I want to go to prison. I like a nice vacation.
No, you don't want to go to prison. You don't want to go to prison. Believe me, when you get to prison, dude, you'll be thinking about what you had. Shit, dude, before I went to prison, dude, I owned my own property. I fucking had two Cadillacs. I tell you, I lost everything, man. I fucking lost everything, man.
Fucking, well, you know what? You do the crime, you do the time, man.
Well, I didn't do no fucking crime, dude. I just fucking,
Well, you didn't vote, and you know what? That's against the law.
What I did is I scared some local mafiosos, man, and they fucking...
What'd you do? Did you threaten the city council?
No, I didn't threaten no city council, man. I didn't threaten nobody, man, but they, you know, they failed to perceive the humor in my situation. So, and I believed in the system, so, you know, they said, well, okay, we want you to plead guilty to one felony of assault with a firearm. We'll give you 2 years. We'll give you 2 years, and you'll do a year. You'll do a little less than a year because we'll give you credit for time in jail. But I says, no, I'm going to take it to the 12 of my peers, the jury system, right? Don't believe me, dude. If you ever fucking get in any trouble.
Oh, gee, what is that?
Try to make a fucking...
Hello?
Hello? Because I'll tell you, man, you never fucking...
Hello? What is that?
That's the government.
I don't know.
Excuse me. I did that on purpose, because if not, that guy... That's funny, because you know what?
I'm trying to tell you to have him do a call.
I know, it's too late, man. I got to get out of here. I've been talking shit and everything, but...
He is wound up tonight, boy.
I don't know. I'm wound up. I'm drunk off my ass. My girlfriend's asleep already.
It's fucked.
It's 1:08 in the morning.
I was telling you, take him do that thing with... Athena, plug one of her nose holes and see if she snores, and then
the funny
plug
thing
the
I did,
other one on
you know,
the other side.
You know what's funny I did to Athena is that I'll cover her nose and her mouth at the same time and wake her up, and it freaks her out each time. I love doing that to her. I'm going to do that to her right now, but I got to go to sleep, man, and fucking Milkman, take us out of here. I don't know what else to say. But take us out of here, Milkman. Hurry it up.
Show, man. Yeah. I'm glad that the crazy motherfucker called in. All right, where was we? Madman, thank you. You great man out there in IRC land provides us with this wonderful IRC Lazy Dash Net.
Yeah.
Where you can mash some Cuban in the mouth and come back and pick your teeth up later after your band's over and shake your hands and be friends and wish you're Puerto Rican instead. Also, I'd like to thank Doctor, our voice out there to the world, where the madhouse can tickle your balls. Thank you so much, Dr. Lego, for all you do. And very smart man for not answering the phone, because we were ready for your ass. Also, I can our benevolent sponsor, the incredible and full-time BB. No foreskin, but a lot of foresight. Katie K, the legendary prankster, our cerebro of the prank world, who's mad as fuck at me. Thank you so much, Katie K, for giving us a chance, having the wisdom to realize that we could have some fun, and let us bring our laughs every week to this crazy community you invented here, PCU. Thank you so much, Katie K. Also, I'd like to thank my fearless leader, our Commodore, our General Admiral.
Yeah, man, hey, motherfucker,
love Carlito.
I love Carlito, too.
That's right.
And I like to thank everybody who called in. I'd like to thank the crazy motherfucker from California. I'd like to thank Lonesome the Loser. I'd like to thank that guy from over there. The guy who called in from over there. You know? I'd like to thank Jonathan for calling in. I'd like to thank Chuck for calling in. And nobody else called in, right? All you people don't appreciate me. Nobody appreciates me around here.
Bitch wouldn't call in.
All of you appreciate
on the stream and took all his phones off the hook.
Nobody appreciates
five of his
me.
Numbers. Come on.
Nobody appreciates me. I have to thank Little Evil Neo. Thank you, Madman. I like to thank Milkman. I have to thank Carlito. I like to thank ADK and Wilson Loser for the phone card and for all
that's right.
Fucking numbers you sent in, man, and Clone Homegrown and shit. Thank you for being on.
Yeah.
And I hate America. That's it.
Me too.
That's all
I
gotta
hate
say,
George
man.
Bush
worse. Top of everything, I hate America. So anyway, I don't know if I have permission, but here's what I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna play the outro here. We're gonna sign off. We're gonna play the Artie Lang interview from NPR Radio, and we're going to call it a night.
Carlito?
Yes.
I want to thank one last group before all.
Yes.
Everybody out there listening, because it's all about you.
Yes.
We do this every week. We pay money just to come in here and entertain you and give you free interactive entertainment. It's all about you, the listeners. We love you, and we couldn't do it without you. Thank God for all you listeners. We love you. And KDK is not mad at me. I'm still joking around, KDK.
KDK, he said you're uppity.
But anyway.
And you are uppity.
Not uppity. KDK, I love you.
You're uppity, though, Milkman.
I was just joking around.
You're an uppity.
I'm still hot water.
You're uppity.
I'm not allowed to joke no more.
You're shut off, Milkman, because I am in control. I'll put you back on now.
I got my butt cut off. I got an opinion. I've been a bad.
Hey, everybody, Milkman. Is uppity motherfucker.
I got my high heels on. Does that count?
Hi there.
Whatever. Let's go to sleep, man. I gotta go. Don't fuck with me anymore.
All right. You gonna play that cool call then before we go out?
Yeah, whatever. We're gonna play the interview, Artie Lang's interview on NPR.
Alright, we love y'all. Thanks a lot. Tune back in there. Hey, we're gonna do a 420 show, damn it.
We're gonna do a 420 show. Fuck it. Everybody, thank you. Everybody, all you motherfuckers, I want to thank everybody. I'm gonna die on October the 4th.
We want to thank everybody who didn't call in too.
Everybody's gonna. I give it to a day. Every day, man.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.